Mr. Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it! You blew it!
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the high point of my day. It's all downhill from here.
That is correct.
Because I get to say, FedEx Field, stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Hello, Robbie.
No special announcement today.
Thank goodness. After yesterday, thank goodness.
But Phil did call me very late last night, and apparently he wants to be the official Mulata rack of the Don and Mike show. I don't know what's up with that.
Really?
I told him, you think about it.
Mulata.
We could get back to him.
Sure.
So please let me know.
I'd like a lot of Mulata.
Sure.
On today's show, if possible.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Soap Opera and all the ships at sea. Remember, their worst show ever is still Jack Diamond's Wet Dream.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Thank you, Robbie.
And hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Of course, it's a new episode.
Hallelujah.
On Tuesday, June 13th, at our telephone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Right, thank you, Timmy. 877-365-3636. That is the telephone number. We're going to open the lines now. I mean, well, of course, we're going to open the lines. We're going to take your calls, but we're going to start taking contestants now.
Yeah.
For Friday's extravaganza. We're looking for 16 people. Now, ideally, we'd like it to be 8 guys and 8 girls, but if it turns out being all guys, that's fine, because unlike lots of the stuff we do on this show,
right,
when we do the Tom Gavin Survivor show, there's going to be no nudity.
No, none whatsoever. So, thank God.
So, frankly, you know, as far as splitting it down, the gender band, down the middle with guys or girls, if we end up with 16 guys,
right,
that's fine.
Tom Gavin in a room.
Let me tell you what the premise is on Friday's show. And I mean, for all 4 hours of Friday's show, we're going to put 16 people in the conference room upstairs with Tom the Monster. Now, I thought of Tom the Monster after last week, after a little phone-in vote, when you, our wonderful listeners, demonstrated your love for Tom, a man who, I believe I said, many of you have never seen and do not really know to be the monster that we do.
I was rooting for Tom, and I'm just delighted that he's finally found a place in the program.
Now, he is a sweaty, sweaty, cane-wielding monster.
He's a tough guy to deal with.
He will be on the show on Friday. We're going to start with 16 people, and we'll do this. Make no bones about it. It is simply a 100% ripoff of the format of Survivor.
Of course it is. That's what makes it good.
Then we're going to have two sets of eight groups, two tribunal groups.
Two tribes.
And each person in the group will have to do something to Tom.
That's
whether
great.
It's, I mean, and we've come up with all kinds of stuff. Dance with Tom,
right,
rub Tom's feet, lick his cane.
Lick his cane. Yeah. Bottom or top? It doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Actually, the top would be worse.
Yes. Give him a buttocks massage.
Oh.
We've got a lot of various dangerous Tom Gavin stunts that people will be performing. And every 15 minutes on the show,
right,
the tribunal council will get together and vote somebody out.
Good. You know, there's only one prop that I think we need for that on Friday. There's only one real prop that I wish we could get our hands on, and that would be a massage table.
And, well, we've got a conference table upstairs, Mike.
Yeah, if we have to make do with that, we will.
That's the room we're using, the conference room on the third floor. And at some point, we'll even let you, the folks listening, call in, and you can be the tribunal counsel.
Very good.
To vote somebody out who you don't like, because we're going to do it just like Survivor. We're going to get to know the people. And I'm sure that there will be some candidates on the third floor island you love and some that you hate. So we're gonna pre-select two groups of eight each.
Very good. So there'll be two teams.
Right. To get in on the Tom Gavin Monster Challenge.
Okay.
I don't know if we should be picky about this. If we should look for specific types, old, young.
I think a balance is a good idea. But otherwise, it's just completely at random.
But these have got to be guys and girls who are really up for the Tom Gavin Survivor Challenge. And the winner gets the free trip to California.
Yes, who doesn't want to go to California? It's worth, you know, licking his cane.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, kneading his buttocks, rubbing his feet.
Slow dancing with him.
Dancing with him.
Men and women.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I like to be in the contest.
You'd like to be in the Tom Gavin Survivor Challenge?
Yes.
Have you heard Tom on this show?
Yeah.
You know what a friggin' monster he is?
I've never seen him, but I heard him.
Right. Is there a chance you could pick up your enthusiasm level if you were going to be a participant?
Well, God damn, I want to be a contestant, man.
All right, now that's better.
That's much better.
That's better. What is your name?
James.
James, are you tough?
Am I tough?
Are you tough? I mean, are you mentally tough enough to survive 4 hours in a room with Tom the Monster?
I think I am.
James, do you have any survival training?
Fish.
You fish.
You're a fisherman? That could be very beneficial.
James, how would you feel about, for instance, rubbing Tom's hideous feet, his club-like feet?
Without socks or shoes.
Yeah, right. No, it's barefoot rub.
Barefoot.
Well, I came across a lot of girls that didn't have any, you know, good-looking feet.
Okay. I think James is right up our alley.
All right, James, listen, and you also have to make the commitment. You'll be here at 3 o'clock Friday, and if you win, of course, you're going to have to put up with 4 hours of time. So you got to block off the whole day on Friday.
Okay.
And James, don't wash your T-shirt in the community pot.
That's right.
Yeah, in the drinking water.
Hold on, please, James. Hold on. We'll go with it. You're a brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Great, good. I like the multicolor when we do one of these things, a rainbow effect, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I have a question for the commissioner.
Yes.
Will each contestant be allowed to bring one luxury item with them to the
home? No, this is true survivor.
Yeah, absolutely. Way to go, yeah. Commissioner.
True survival technique.
It's very good.
No comforts of home. And incidentally, no bathroom breaks.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
Oh, my God. No creature comforts. However,
not even for Tom.
However, no. If Tom has to go...
He goes in a bucket.
Someone may be chosen to assist him to the bathroom.
Think he could have a chamber pot up there?
Oh, Mike.
Well, Don, it's the survivor challenge.
Other people have to use that office when we're done. I think it'd be as big a challenge for everybody to get Tom and wheel him into the bathroom, get him up on the handicap stall.
Absolutely.
Let him take a nice number two.
That might be the ultimate challenge.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on? Hey. Want to do the Tom challenge?
You want to do the Tom Gavin challenge? Why?
Just because I think I can win.
Now, this could be the first guy I'm going to toss away.
I agree.
Good. Sorry. I don't know. It's really subjective. You'd be pissed at me if you want. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
I want to be on the Tom Gavin Challenge because I will kick everybody's ass. I will stay in that room for however long it takes.
This is the right attitude.
Good, clear-thinking individual.
Yeah, right attitude. What is your name, sir?
Alex.
How old are you, Alex?
I'm 18.
Beautiful.
18, right. Do you have any survival training?
I was a Cub Scout.
Excellent.
Have you heard Tom on the show before?
Sounds like a great guy.
All right, Alex, hold on, please.
Hold on. Oh, it's got to be 21, Charlie. Bro.
Hey, hold on, but he's got to be 21, Charlie?
Has to be 21.
Sorry about that, Alex.
That's okay.
Sorry, my friend.
See you in a couple of years.
Thank you for the call, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Looking for a swell afternoon with Tom Gavin.
A swell afternoon.
Yeah.
What kind of survival training do you have?
I live with a bunch of smelly guys, so I'm kind of used to it anyways.
Have you ever been around a monster in person?
No, not yet.
I mean, a real-life monster? Do you have any idea what Tom Gavin is really like?
I have never seen him, but I've heard him on the air over the years.
It's going to require a tremendous amount of mental toughness to be able to survive in that office for the entire program.
And I am well aware of that, and I am fully capable of doing so.
I would just like to say, with no offense intended to Tom, that he is not quite the cuddly ball of fur that we present him to be at times on this show.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, being in an office, sequestered in there with him for 4 hours, will be a challenge for anybody.
What was that?
I said maybe he needs just a little bit of love.
Okay, John.
That sounds like a very good way of approaching it, John.
All right, let's take him. Let's take this guy.
All right, Johnny.
Johnny will be our second contestant for the challenge. And we'll just take a couple more now. Then we'll open up the lines again later in the show.
Very good.
To get some more contestants. I want to spread it out and give everybody listening to the show a chance.
And can I just put out a word? I'd sure like a senior citizen in there.
Yeah, gotta really have one. Mm-hmm. Gotta have one. You know, relatively speaking, someone Buzz's age, maybe.
At least.
You know, not totally ready for AARP, but right on the cusp of it.
But if we got somebody that was an oldster, you know, all the better.
Hello,
be great.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on? I'd like to challenge.
Nope, sorry.
No.
You don't have what it takes. I'm sorry. No. I just know you'd never survive with Tom. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike. All rookies so far. All rookies. I am the survivor.
Why?
I was abandoned at the hospital the day I was born. I've been surviving ever since.
Were you really abandoned?
Oh, yeah.
Really? What is your name, sir?
My name's Craig.
Craig, where are you from?
Falls Church.
Have you heard Tom on the show?
Oh, many, many times.
How would you feel about washing Tom's hair?
With both hands.
Washing his head.
Yeah. He doesn't have much hair, you're right.
That's right. But it still would be shampooing him with lather.
I will change his underwear with my teeth to get that trip to California.
Great attitude. Careful. Be careful. You might get what you ask for. Okay, Craig, you're in. Hold on. And let's stop it there.
That's James, John, and Craig.
Because we have three contestants, and we'll open up the phones again later in the show, being as obviously there's going to be no shortage of contestants.
Right. This is going to be great, and of course we are now, you know, I think we've got three young guys, and we're going to try to get more variety.
Yes, maybe we'd like some middle-aged guys.
Yep.
Definitely like a woman. Doesn't necessarily have to be a young hottie, but a woman. And we got to have at least one oldster.
Absolutely.
Got to have at least one oldster.
Our Rudy. We need our Rudy.
So stand by our Rudy Marsky. Stand by, and we will let you know the next time to call in to get in on the Tom Gavin Survivor Challenge, which is going to be Friday on the show.
16 people in an office with Tom.
With Tom. Doing all kinds of just heinous things with him.
Hey, buddy.
Listen. And has anybody talked to Tom? I'm pretty sure the Broilos talked to him to make sure that Tom is up for this.
He wanted a limo to the studio, I remember.
Oh, right. I think we got him some kind of a car. I don't know if it was necessarily a limo. I think we got him a town car or something.
Absolutely.
Bring him down.
Let me see. It's elevators up to the second floor. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll wheel him in.
We just don't want the stairs.
Who's going to have to spend time with him, though, before the show on Friday?
That's quite a challenge.
Not I, not you, not Buzz, not Rob. You know what? I think Toy and Lisa are going to have to probably flip a coin. Just you who gets that fantastic duty.
I think it's a real good idea to give him a nice big lunch before the show, too.
Oh,
yeah, I think that'd be a real good idea.
Well, I don't want him to be real full, though, because part of the Survivor Challenge is going to be feeding finger food to Tom.
Right, right.
You know,
like maybe Cheetos.
Like those little cucumber sandwiches, and also we're going to have some shrimp cocktail up there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All kinds of great food for Tom to eat. Sardines, cans of sardines.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, so he can, like, open his mouth and then he can just drop it right in.
Cans of sardines.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Here he is now, everybody.
All right.
The monster himself. There is Tom, the monster. Tom, have you ever been more excited about anything in your life?
Listen to that. He's got his... Listen to that. He's all set to go.
He's up for it.
Way to go, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
So, Tommy, pretty excited. First time really being on the show in person.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're going to put you in a room, and the 16 people will be doing things to you, but the things that they're doing to you, all the things that they do with you and to you will be things that you enjoy.
Yeah, you will enjoy. You're not going to have to do anything that's a challenge at all. You're going to get shampooed. You're going to get your feet rubbed. You're going to be fed. You're going to get massages.
You might,
about
no,
leaving
no sardines. Fruit only.
Fruit only.
Okay.
Fruit, like apples, oranges.
Why?
Grapefruit.
Why, Tom?
Because grapefruit's better.
No. Why? Are you on a diet?
Yeah, sardines is good. I'll take the sardines.
Well, he will take the sardines.
He just contradicted himself.
Well, that's not surprising, is it? That's what's going to make that room a living hell.
And, Tom, I want to tell you one thing. Before I don't know your regular bathing schedule, but do not bathe on Friday. Before you
Thursday
come down.
Night.
Yeah, Thursday night going into Friday.
Yeah.
Do not bathe. What's your regular bathing schedule like? How often do you bathe or shower?
Every two weeks.
No, wait. You take a shower every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
That's all?
Every Monday through Friday.
You do it every night?
Yeah.
You bathe?
Yes, I do.
Can you skip it Thursday night?
Yes, I can.
Do you get in the tub or do you get into the shower?
The shower, walk-in shower.
Uh-huh.
A walk-in shower.
Hey, Tom, you said it was Monday through Friday. Do you take the weekends off?
Yes.
You don't bathe on the weekends?
No.
You go to church, Tom?
Yes, Sundays.
Excellent.
Imagine that. Rob actually just had his salary fall out of his pocket. His weekly salary from working here on the Don and Mike show.
Well, Tom, you know, if you normally take a shower on Thursday night, you're going to want to skip it.
Yeah.
Because we want you especially ripe for Friday's show, since part of the challenge will be for people to wash you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to get like a little sponge bath.
Okay.
All right, Tom, buddy. Well, Tom the Monster, did Charlie tell you that we're going to get the car thing worked out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice car pick you up, and we'll see you on Friday.
A limo, I hope.
Well, we're going to try, and if not a limo, it'll be at the very least
a town sedan.
A town car, yes, a sedan.
And just remember, Tom, it's all going to be good things for you. You're not going to do anything that's difficult.
Can I bring my electric guitar in?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Please.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, I don't see why, if it gets down to two or three people, why they couldn't be forced to sit right next to you while you play a variety of your favorite tunes.
Yeah, maybe you could actually sing to them nose to nose.
Okay.
Okay. And, Tom, don't brush your teeth either. Do you brush your teeth every day?
No.
You don't? Good.
Don't worry about it.
Good.
Okay.
Well, listen, don't even... You know what? What's today? Tuesday?
Yes.
Don't even bother brushing your teeth until Friday.
Okay.
Just don't brush your teeth at all for the rest of this week.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, Tom. Beautiful. Tom the Monster. Well, here it is. Your first starring role on the show, Tom.
There you go. And a lot of that, Tom. A lot of roaring.
And, Tom, for those who have not heard you in your many appearances before, how old are you again?
40.
40 years old. You know the best thing about this, Tom?
What is it?
Who's not getting this gig?
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy, that's right. There you go. Right. It's all you, Tom.
Hey, can I bring someone down with a camera from Channel 10?
From your local cable channel?
Sure.
Sure you can, Tom.
Absolutely, Tom.
From your cable access? Right, sure. Yeah. All right, Tommy.
All right, I'll see you on Friday.
Beautiful. See you then.
Bye.
Thank you.
He is up for that role. He has waited his whole life for that role.
Tom the Monster. Now, you want a Survivor show. That's a Survivor show.
And I think the best advice you could have given him is to skip brushing, starting today.
I think he'd probably have done that if I didn't recommend it anyway.
Yeah, well, we've seen him.
He's going to be the talk of the parish when he goes to church.
I agree. Absolutely.
Oh, man, there's not enough praying in the world.
That's going to be great. He's into it. You can tell when he's roaring, he's totally into it.
Okay. Well, that's what it's doing on Friday.
It's going to be big fun.
When we're going to be giving away the trip to Los Angeles. Okay. A couple more calls, and then we have a special pre-prepared treat for you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got to tell you, I laugh my ass off every time you play the Survivor music because it sounds like Mike doing Hank Hill.
All right, thank you. Hold on, is this right? Put her on hold, Lisa. You got the first female contestant?
Very good.
The first female contestant for Survivor is on line 5 right
now. Wonderful.
All right,
hope she's a mountain climber. Just wait for her to be put on hold there.
Rock climber. Hello, is this Jules?
Yes, it is.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
Thank you. God, I want to tell you something. You got balls.
I do?
You really got balls to be the first woman to call.
Well, I was just lucky that I got through, I guess.
Tom Gavin Survivor Challenge.
You must be an outdoorsy chick, Jules.
I absolutely am. I'm a country girl.
Jules, how old are you?
I'm 47.
Ah, good. And you know what? That's very close to our senior age.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't feel like a senior.
Let me ask you, Jules, how would you feel if you were to be sitting down and have Tom Gavin's feet thrust in your face and given a rag and a bar of soap and told to wash Tom's feet?
I would be more than happy to wash Tom's feet.
Fantastic.
And I've done that. I had 4 children. I've had them all at home.
Even between the toes?
Even between the toes.
Very good. Hey, Don, if you're going to wash feet, you have to go between the toes.
I got to get on the toe jam.
I've been doing a lot of washing in my life.
All right, Jules, you're the first girl.
All right, cool.
Beautiful.
And I just, you know, I mean, I'm not that I'm excited about this, but I should point out that when you are washing the feet, and, you know, it's the washcloth is not used to get between the toes. You have to use your fingers to really get all the good stuff out.
I use my fingers. That's what they're for.
And it's going to be a challenge because I hope Tom has 10 toes.
We don't know.
It'll take me less time if he has less toes.
Each person on one team, for instance, if there's 8 on a team, that would be their job to go through and each of them do a toe.
Do a toe.
Which would mean you'd have 8. And then we'll do it like on Survivor where you find... Remember on Survivor when they had the people eating the bugs?
Mm-hmm.
And then they found the two guys who really couldn't stand eating the bugs and they made them eat more bugs?
Right. The most squeamish.
We will find the two people who find cleaning between Tom's toes the most offensive and make them go back
and do it again
and clean. Well, if he has 10 toes,
big job.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I actually tried to get my husband to enter that contest because he would have won because he has actually invented bug burgers.
Bug burgers were
bug burgers made from bugs. And my husband would have won that contest if he had done it. And I got the application and everything, and he wouldn't do it.
Mm. All right, well, this is the closest thing, honey.
I know. I'm very excited.
Well, so are we. Hold on, please. Jules, there, everybody. There is Jules, your first female contestant.
I like Jules' attitude. I think she's going to do real well.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Brett.
Yes, hi, Brett.
I got to tell you one thing. There's got to be some type of health club value, against doing what you guys are going to be doing with these contestants.
Health club value. Health club
value.
Sorry. Explain that, please.
Health code violations.
Oh, no, I think we're going to be fine on that one. Absolutely. We've got all sorts of documents that will be signed by the contestants. We're completely covered.
I mean, if these guys are going to be doing things, I know that one contestant said something about doing something with his teeth and the fella's underwear. If this guy is...
Hold on. That's what a guy said. Yeah. Trust me. Yeah. What we're going to do... Why is it that whenever we do something on the show, before we even do it, we get guys like this calling?
Naysayers.
Why is that?
Hey, as Larry King would say, why you care?
Well, maybe I'm being devil's advocate here, but...
Why? Why do
you... know, I'm
we just... don't need devil's advocates.
Well, somebody's got to be the devil's advocate.
No, they
everything
don't.
Everything goes your way.
No, everything does go our way.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to be the voice of reason here because some of these...
Yeah, right. Reason. Yeah, right. Great. Voice of reason. Why don't you go get your own radio show? We'll see what kind of rating you get being the voice of reason.
Okay, maybe I should try.
All this is going to be is a very pleasurable experience for Tom Gavin.
We don't have to patronize this scumbag.
No, I mean, I'm going to tune in. I'm going to listen to every bit of it.
No, you're not allowed to.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I can't do that on the radio. I'll go ahead and mark that off my radio dial here.
Right, do that, please.
All right, guys.
Thank you, asswipe.
Yeah. Everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Except yours. You know, we always get a guy like this.
We do.
We always get a guy like this.
Always. And here I was thinking it was nothing but a love fest today.
No.
After yesterday's show, here I was thinking we're cruising along with nothing but love, and then the guy who says health club.
Health club violations.
A guy that has absolutely nothing in fact.
Clueless.
And then he calls himself the voice of reason.
Please.
With his phenomenally self-inflated opinion of
himself. You know who needed some reason was your mother. When she didn't tell your father to pull out. That's where the voice of reason should have come into this, please.
Pull out or you're going to have an asswipe. Pull out now. For the love of God, pull out or you will conceive an asswipe.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Uh-huh. Take it easy.
Uh-huh.
Right. Uh-huh. So I love that, too. That's my pet peeve, like when you're in a restaurant, you say,
uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. 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 You got gum?
You should think, like I'm expecting him to say, you're welcome.
You got gum? You go, Health Club. Hello, Don, my show.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, can people bring a pillow, and does the monster still have to be breathing when it's all over?
Now, the monster will be alive. You cannot
hurt him in any way.
You cannot kill the monster.
How about a section of clothesline?
No, there will be no violence perpetrated upon the monster.
You're a bad man. Stay away from our monster.
Although we might have our second female contestant.
Very good.
Really, is this Amanda?
Hi, yeah. I'm calling about my website, too. It's
www. Oh, hold on, Amanda.
No.
I'm not going to give your website a free plug if you're lying to us.
No, I did want to do the contest, but I want to go to California.
All right, well, I will let you plug your website when you come down to be... Are you really calling to be on the Tom Gavin Survivor Show?
Yeah, but, I mean, I wanted to get my website out, too.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Why not?
Because if you wanted to give your website out, you should have just told Lisa or whoever you just talked to that you wanted to give your website out.
But I want to do a contest, too.
Well, then enter the contest, and if you come down to really be in the contest, I'll let you plug your website.
So you're not going to let me give it out?
You know, I think there's a popular sentiment in the room right now that people don't want her to be a contestant or to give her website.
Amen.
Up.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
Buzz. I got to go with the tribunal.
I was feeling that from you
good,
there, Buzz.
Good.
I got to go with what the tribe says.
Mm-hmm.
My tribe. My posse.
Something's up there.
Something was totally, totally hinky about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Corporal Johnson reporting in for the Tom Gavin Survival Championship, dude.
Are you really in the military?
Yes, sir. I'm a Marine, dog. I'm money if I go.
You know what?
There's nothing.
I'm a Marine, dog.
There's nothing that'll make me want
to
leave.
You know what? I might have to.
We need to have some.
We could have a Marine in there.
We have to have some military.
We got to make it more like the real Survivor.
Absolutely.
Really? Where are you? Where are you stationed at, Roger?
I'm stationed at Quantico.
Quantico, and what is your rank, please?
I'm a corporal.
All right. Can you wear your Army clothes? Can you wear your Marine clothes down here?
I can't wear my uniform out in town.
You can't wear your uniform?
No.
Can't you wear like your camis?
No, I can't.
Yeah, Rob's looking suspicious.
Hey, I can bring my ID and everything. I got a tattoo on my chest, dog.
You got a tattoo on your chest. What? What was that last part?
I got a tattoo on my chest. I'm a Marine. And this is a real deal. I'm not joking.
Was that another dog, though?
Hey, Robbie.
The other...
Hold on a second.
Star.
Call, you know, this is the second time in a week I've got a question for G. Gordon Liddy. You know, he should have a website like Ask Jeeves. It should be Ask Gordon. Call upstairs and ask G if he's not left yet.
All right.
If a Marine guy could wear his camis in.
All right.
We've had guys on the show that have been in uniform and out of uniform.
You don't want to be scammed by a guy who says he's a Marine.
That's right, dog.
I don't think Marines say dude.
Hello.
It didn't sound very Marine-like.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I was calling to find out. I wanted to guess the secret sound.
Now, honey, you have to wait until we ask for calls on that, please.
Okay, well, I was calling from New York, so I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, special exemption then, calling from New York.
Whereabouts in the New York area are you calling from?
I'm in a Kingston area. My husband listens to you guys in Wappinger Falls.
That's Kingston, Poughkeepsie area. I know that well. Absolutely.
Beautiful. What's your name?
Onika.
Okay, Onika. Onika.
Onika, Nika, Nika.
Here we go, Onika. No buildup or anything, because, you know, you get the special exemption because you're calling from New York. We'll play you the sound right now. You identify it, you win the $500.
Okay.
Here it is, Onika. What's that sound?
Okay, I'm going to guess it's the air conditioner turning on in the house.
We're sorry.
You know what, though, Onika? That is a very interesting guess.
It is very good.
More interesting than we've had in the past. Thank you for listening to the show.
You're welcome.
Every night in New York on good old WNEW. Has G left?
Yeah, G is gone.
Would you identify the sound, please?
G is gone.
Yes, he's gone.
Gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a contestant.
No, sorry. Sorry, absolutely not.
Can't imagine why you didn't want that guy.
Hold on, here's a guy who has a thought about the camis. Hello, Rob?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
How you doing? Yeah, this is Rob from Fairfax.
Yes, Rob.
What he says is right. He can't wear his camis out in public. He can only wear it from work and right back in. He can't wear them out in public.
Okay, so you have to be, like, in transit?
Correct.
Or at or on duty, but you can't wear them, like, if you've got the day off.
Right, exactly. You can wear them from duty to home and from duty. Home to duty, and that's it.
All right, thank you. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter because the guy just hung up anyway.
That's too bad, though.
I don't think that guy was a real Marine, but if there's another real Marine or Air Force dude or Army dude that wants to play, we'll sign him up.
Private Pyle always wore his uniform, even when he was going to the movies with Sergeant Carter.
And you know what? When I'm thinking about the movie Heartbreak Ridge.
Yes.
With Clint Eastwood.
Right.
He was gunny something or other. When he went into town to get into fights and stuff, he had his Marine suit on.
And when we had the big party for the guys at Desert Storm, they were all in their fatigues.
That's very true.
It only started up about, I'd say, 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Gunny.
Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, please turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry about that. I was a Marine, and I want to be on Survivor.
No, I think we need a current Marine.
A real Marine.
I'd like a SEAL. Oh, please.
Is there a chance we could get a SEAL?
A SEAL who can't start a fire, like the guy on the real Survivor show.
A Ranger, a SEAL or a Ranger?
Can I clear up the uniform issue?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. With you, or do I have to wait?
Hello.
Hello.
God, I hope nobody invades this country anytime soon. Did you say you're a current Marine or a former Marine?
I'm a former Marine.
Oh, thank God.
Absolutely.
Don't you know you're talking to us now?
Oh, I didn't realize. Sorry, you guys said a little different on the phone.
Right.
The deal with the uniforms.
Gee, I'm sorry, Japanese soldier. I didn't see you walk right through the border
with
a gigantic nuclear weapon.
Walking. Not the enemy anymore.
Jeez, I'm sorry, Chinaman. I didn't realize that you were coming right through the border. I mean, you don't look like you do on TV.
That's pretty funny, guys.
All right.
What?
They're not allowed to wear camis, but they can wear their dress uniforms.
See, that's even better. If they wear that kind of, you know, like in the ads.
Like the blue jacket with the white hat, you mean?
Blues, or the ones with the green pants and the brown shirts.
A few good men.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Great show. Bye-bye. Right,
thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you. We do appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That other guy said duty.
Yeah, the other guy did say duty.
Duty.
Hello, Don and Mike.
No beef bone.
Okay, I'm gonna just stop right there.
We've got Jules, James, John, and Craig, though. We've got a good foundation.
We got four on our way to 16, so we are one quarter of the way there.
Very, very exciting.
Later in the show. show, we'll open up the phones again.
That's good.
To let the people who tune in later, give them a chance to be in the Tom Gavin Survivor Show, which is going to be on Friday.
And as we heard, Tom Gavin's ready, too.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Let's start with the call 100. I want to do this break early so we can get to our prepared skit.
Oh, you're going to love this.
In just a moment. Now it's another chance to win $500 with the secret sound. Call now. Be the 100th caller. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, reminder, I'm going to talk to you about the Homer Simpson Grill.
Yes.
On today's show. Also want to talk about a couple of things I saw. One thing I saw on TV, one thing I wanted to see and couldn't find on TV.
Well, you don't have to remind me. I just wrote myself a note.
Never mind.
Just never mind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm caller 100.
It's like more of a mental thing, even though I just wrote it down. I just said it.
You're kind of reminding yourself there. It's like putting an invisible post-it note in your brain.
Hello, who is this, please?
Hi, this is Alan.
Alan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Alan, you are the 100th caller, and you have won WWF King of the Ring prize pack, courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable Systems.
Very good.
WWF King of the Ring, Sunday, June 25, on pay-per-view. Have you heard the secret sound before?
Yes.
Beautiful. Love playing it for you right now. Give you an opportunity to win $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
an old friend.
And we wish you
very good.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a common everyday sound. Heard in your home. In some people's homes, in every room, from the kitchen to the bedroom to the bath.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! Yeah. Yes! Yes! So a couple days of rest for Goulet, and he's back and
fresh.
Thank
you. Thank you, Don.
For $500. What is that sound?
Great, guys. That's a light switch, of course.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, that is not a light switch. It is also not a staple gun. It is also not a briefcase opening or closing.
He sounded very confident. I think he was hoping to will it his way.
It was definitely a will effect.
Sorry about that. Thank you, my friend. Hold on. Sure, and don't forget that almost every guest is a clue for you. Unless it's a guest that's been guessed like a million times previous.
The light switch, of course.
Okay, now listen. Before we get to the stuff that I just wrote myself the post-it note about.
Yes.
There was an article in today's Washington Post that I've just got to bring to your attention. The radio reporter for the Post, Frank Ahern.
Ahern's. Uh-huh.
This guy has got such a hard-on against our show. And why, I don't know. He writes today, this guy, with all the great stuff going on in the radio world right now, not only on this show, but throughout the radio business. You know, the radio business has never been hotter than it is right now. I mean,
right
radio...
Now.
I mean, I'm telling you, a goddamn...
Radio's red hot, Don.
PR, but really, radio, you know, it's passing newspapers and getting very close to television. The top radio shows now draw larger audiences than television shows. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of things. And there's 50 stations in every goddamn market. Everybody's on the internet, except for CBS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things happening. But what this guy, Frank Ahern's, writes today in his front page article in the style section.
You want to talk about the poster boy for out of touch.
Is that what he wants on the radio is old-time radio dramas. And, right. and this relates to us, and I'll tell you why in a second. He writes, the time, a summer night. The place, a winding country road in the Shenandoah Valley. The players, a young honeymooning couple. As they drive with the convertible top down, the new husband and wife casually discuss the large orange ball just over the horizon, a comet that scientists predict will pass by Earth at a spectacular but safe distance. Suddenly, a figure appears in the car's headlights. It's an old man waving a flashlight. The car pulls to a stop. The old man pleads with the couple. I'm a miner, and my partner is trapped down a nearby shaft. Can you please help me? The three ride an elevator down a deep mine shaft. Click, click, whirr. Then the wife screams, he's got a gun. scary organ music.
Now, I'm reading that verbatim.
Right. Yeah, that's, see, he's describing something he heard on the radio.
And he loves this.
And he's devoting like three pages. What his man, he's found what he really loves.
Three pages of copy to this and about how you can't find this kind of radio anymore. Uh-huh. You know, and with good reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading on. Well, you know, listen, he's got his head up his ass as always, but this is, you know, his opinion. I know that he likes stuff like that, but then he pisses me off when he gets to this part of the article. Sigh. S-I-G-H, period. Sigh.
Sigh.
In radio today, the financial stakes are too high to wander from conventional wisdom. Almost no one will take a chance on radio drama or sketch comedy. But there exists...
a sketch comedy.
But there exists a perfect opportunity for it. Afternoon Drive. Of course, that's where he wants it, in our time slot. Radio drama needs a captive audience.
Hammerhead.
So it's perfect for people stuck in traffic. Morning Drive should continue to be about news, traffic, and weather.
Which, of course, isn't true either.
Right? Yeah, right. But Afternoon Drive is a playground. It's about unwinding on your trip home. And afternoon shows such as WJFK's Don and Mike and WHUR's Doug and Lorna.
Who?
Right. Follow that successful humor format. Both shows get big ratings, and both keep listeners tuned in, which is the goal. But how many more times can you listen to Geronimo and O'Mara drool over a naked woman in the studio, or Gilmore and Newton discuss if Barnaby Jones could beat up Matlock?
And then he gives his answer there. Yes,
yes,
of course, right?
Because that's something he can relate to.
See, that's what so his, you know, he doesn't relate to the naked woman in the studio, but he's going to give his Barnaby Jones answer because he kind of likes that.
Nothing keeps folks.
God, what a date!
Nothing keeps folks tuned in like a good story. And if people are hooked, they'll listen through a block of advertisements, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This guy is so goddamn out of touch.
And he hates us. He hates us more than anybody hates us.
I would say that on any given day, if you listen to our show, what you get is real drama.
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's always a chance that we'll walk out.
But you also get all the elements that he's talking about. It's just not in the 1928 format.
Right, right. He just doesn't listen to it.
Listen to it. His idea, that is his idea of the show, is a naked woman coming in here and we're drooling over here. Is that a part of the show? Yes, it is. Is that all we do?
No.
Absolutely
no.
not.
No. And I would say, you know, in deference to all that, I would say that there's plenty of soap opera themes that go on this show, many dramatic themes.
Very
true. Nonetheless, the least of which is, you know, my relationship with my family, which is played out on the radio, what you do with your family, you know, whenever there's a health issue like Buzz at the hospital, that plays out on this show.
That was we had lots of organ music when that was going on.
I mean, listen, the point is everybody knows that if you want real radio drama, you listen to this show because we don't lie to our audience, and when we get someone who's an asswipe, we tell them they're an asswipe, but if we get in an argument with someone, we don't cut it off. We take it all the way through. And
if you want a story about two miners going down into a mine shaft, watch television. That's where that is. That's why when television was invented, that is what resulted in the demise of the radio drama.
And, you know, like I said, this guy's entitled to his opinion, even though he's wrong. But what pisses me off is that
he picks our time slot.
Yeah, he thinks Afternoon Drive is the spot for this. You know, I would argue back.
And of
that
course,
same.
What he's saying in a veiled way is when he's putting our names in there is that it would be good to replace our show with the. You know, that's what he's saying.
Yeah,
right.
All we do is get number one ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there would certainly be no reason to replace another lesser ranked show. Why not just mention the number one show?
Absolutely.
You know, this whole thing about morning shows, you know, that it wouldn't work in the morning because Morning Drive should continue to be about news, traffic, and weather. Really? I thought Morning Drive was about disc jockeys playing four or five records an hour and trying to do a watered-down version of what we do.
Hear, hear.
That's what Morning Drive radio is about.
Right.
Please. So anyway,
you know, he writes his little article. And that's an article that we would totally ignore under normal circumstances.
Usually.
Yeah, because it's a typical article that he writes, where he writes about some tiny, obscure little programming element that he heard while he was on the can and decides that, you know, he works our names into it, and then it gets personal.
So, if that's what he wants, boys, I have scripts for all of you. We are starting a radio drama today.
Cool.
We will play this out on the show over the next, I don't know, until we get sick of it. Buzz, someone is running you in a copy now.
Excellent.
Your copy of the script.
Thank you. Oh, great.
Buzz, you are the narrator. Mike, okay. You have the cherry role of being Frank Ahern.
Don, thank you for giving me the cherry gig here. That's
I will
fantastic.
Be Frank's father. Robbie, you are Frank's mother.
Yes,
and Charlie Broyhill, you are the editor of the newspaper. And this is going to be a daily radio drama.
In our way of placating Frank Ahern, you know, in giving him what he wants and in afternoon drive where he wants it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and this is simply the first installment where we are just establishing the characters, but this is what he requested. It is a radio drama with old-time sound effects that has been scripted in advance. Now, fortunately, no one on this show has had the opportunity to read their lines yet.
All right.
Which will make it even better. Don't read ahead, Mike.
I can't help it.
Don't read ahead.
Can't help it.
It's a gem, though. Let's start with our announcer who's going to introduce today's episode of As the World Ahern's.
It's time for yet another episode of As the World Ahern's. Let us join the Ahern's family in their humble abode in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Frank, Mother, have you seen that no good boy of ours?
He's down in the room.
Hold on, start over. I didn't hear your microphone.
Sorry.
Okay, everybody, hold on. Take it from the top.
Take it from the very beginning.
Take it from the absolute
good.
Top.
All right, here we go. All right.
Now, nice. Here is your announcer.
It's time for yet another episode of As the World Ahern's. Let us join the Ahern's family in their humble abode in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Frank? Mother? Have you seen that no good boy of ours?
Why, yes, Father. He's down in his room in the cold, dank, creepy basement, working on that so-called newspaper column of his. At least that's what he says he's doing, but I have my doubts.
I know what you mean. Every time I get close to his bedroom door, all I hear is a sound like a chicken flapping its wings. Better call him up for supper. Hey, Frank!
Yes, Father?
You better come upstairs for supper. Your grilled cheese will get cold.
Be right there, Pa. I'm just finishing up another hard-hitting piece of journalism on my computer. I just need to slip on my trousers and I'll be right up, Pa.
But what Ma and Pa Ahern's didn't realize was that at that very moment, Frank was actually moonlighting at his other job, the webmaster and ringleader at a place called Gatlover.com. His secret world where he was known not as Frank, but as the human skid mark.
Here I am, Mother and Father, all ready for my grilled cheese sandwich and, of course, of apple juice.
Bad news, son. We're out of apple juice. It's going to have to be grape.
Oh, boy, Mother, that's even better.
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Put your bib on.
Okay.
We don't want you to spill all over your brand new shirt from Sears.
Whoops. Too late, Pa. Grape juice all over face, and my new short sleeve button down shirt.
Oh, Frank, you never learn, do you?
Nope, Dad.
So, what are your plans tonight, Frank? Hey, would you like to watch the ball game with me?
Oh, no way, Jose. You know I don't like or understand sports, Pa.
That's true, Father. He never did. He just liked to sit in his room and talk about how great radio was in the 1920s.
Yup, I sure do love classic radio dramas. Oh, yeah, and the internet, and little boys.
What was that?
Nothing, sir.
At that very moment, the phone rang.
Answer the phone like I taught you, boy.
Hello? Ahern's residence. This is Francis speaking.
You know damn well who it is. It's Johnny Spin. Your hard luck.
Charlie, let him finish.
It's very difficult doing a radio drama with one moron in the room.
Let him finish his line. Okay, we'll take it from Buzz at that very moment.
At that very moment, the phone rang.
Answer the phone like I taught you, boy.
Hello? Ahern's residence. This is Francis speaking. Who's calling, please?
You know damn well who it is. It's Johnny Spin. Your hard-boiled but lovable editor. editor at the Washington Star. Now, where is that lame-ass column you owe me? You missed another deadline.
Another deadline or another goddamn deadline?
Goddamn deadline!
Sorry, sir. I was otherwise detained.
Otherwise detained? Probably at that feces website you enjoy so much.
I was doing research.
Don't you lie to me. You were doing the kind of research that only takes one hand.
Sorry, sir.
Now, I know you're not a real reporter, but try to make a deadline occasionally, or I'll let that little secret out.
How do you know about that secret?
Well, a special delivery letter came for you today, and I opened it. But for now, your secret is safe with me.
Listen, you're going to be replaced on tomorrow's episode as the Ahern turns.
That's fine.
Ha! No, read the whole line. Well, a special delivery letter came for you today, and I opened it.
But for now, your secret is safe with me.
No. That's not what my script says. My script says, but for now, your secret is safe. But only
for now. Ha, 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 ha.
Hey, editor, I hope you take care of that dyslexia problem.
Yeah, I will.
Join us next time when we hear Frank Ahern say,
golly, I didn't think an implant would be that expensive.
Only on As the World Ahern's.
Good play.
Thank you, everybody. It's an excellent radio drama. With the exception of our retarded producer.
Yes, just like when we used to do our Christmas play.
That was a beautiful, beautiful play.
Wonderful. And of course, there'll be continuing episodes.
Yes. Oh, yes. We are just scratching the surface.
Yes. I like scatological.com.
Tomorrow, just wait. Tomorrow, a little deeper into the life of Mr. Frank Ahern's, because he thinks that radio drama should be on an afternoon drive.
And we think we just put on a great one.
We sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till tomorrow, you bald-headed son of a bitch. You just wait till tomorrow.
Amen. I cannot wait for tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that was great. Hey, you guys ought to invite Frank down and tell him you'll have a naked man on the show and shove him and the naked man in the closet and let him appreciate that.
Well, that's interesting.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes, hello.
Note to Frank Ahern, how often can I listen to Don and Mike drool over naked women in the studio? Monday through Friday from 3 to 7.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, my
wife. Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
The guy's just a prick. He's he's got a hard-on against this show.
He sure does.
That you just would not believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just would not believe. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don?
Yes, I am. Hello.
And Mike?
Hello.
Yes, we're both here.
One Life to Live will be going out of business now. Ah. We will have no more viewers.
A new favorite soap. Yes, very nice.
Yes.
What was that?
She was giving us a compliment. It just took an awfully long time to get to it. You were talking about the soap opera that's on the air that we love, and we're better than the soap opera based on our radio drama.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I can't wait to hear this on the best of Don and Mike. Man, that's going to be excellent.
Oh,
show.
Oh, you mean like months from now? Well, listen.
Yeah.
No need. Just wait until tomorrow for the next new episode of As the World Ahern.
Yeah, we're going to have lots of episodes of The World of Aherns, and I'll tell you right now, we'll put them all together, maybe put them in a box set for you.
Yeah, I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, all we need is a good scratchy sound so that we can make it like 1920s, just like he likes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you know, hey, did Charlie ever graduate from the third grade? I mean, you ought to replace him.
You know what's
Tom
interesting?
Gavin.
Charlie was reading words that weren't there. He was like, finishing sentences.
Well, I had a copy of the same script, and yet he was. Maybe he's one of those improvisational actors.
Maybe he should put the crack pipe down, and he might be able to read a few more words.
Maybe he just can't go with what has been written for him.
He's interesting. You know, when we had the IQ test, he tested higher than all of us.
Very true. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Hank Hill. What the hell's going on there?
Come on now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mr. Ahern, you're such a prick. Boom, 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 boom. Why don't you just suck on Mike's big... boom, boom, boom. Why don't you just go back in the basement and lock yourself a towel, mama. Excrement. Boom, boom, Mr. Ahern. You're such a prick. Boom, 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 boom. Why don't you take a drag on Mike's... boom, boom.
There you go. Bravo.
Thank you.
That's a nice effort. It's better than his last effort.
Very nice. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How about tomorrow I play the editor-in-chief? You email me a copy, I'll play it.
People already lining up to take Charles Broyhill's role.
I think there would be a chance that perhaps we'll have a female editor at the Washington Blade. Excuse me, the Washington Star tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Whoops.
Hi, DG.
Hello.
Hi, DG.
I said hi.
Hi, M.O.
Hello.
This is K.S. from C.A., and I want a V.V.A.F., Mr. F.A.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, yeah, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air with us right now.
Hi, Don.
Is this the Tony Awards?
Yeah.
We accept.
Yes, we do, absolutely.
Thank you. We humbly accept. Even though it was not a musical, we accept.
We love you.
Although, who knows, in coming days, we might just have to do, you know... Gotcha Logica.
Absolutely.
The musical.
I think that'd be wonderful.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi. Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Oh, come on. How many times do we have to go through that?
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I want to come down for the Survivor contest.
Oh, no, we're not open for calls on that right now. We'll let you know a little later on in today's show.
All right, man. Thanks.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Dude Sickle.
So we already got four contestants for the Survivor with Tom Gavin.
I think maybe Ron just handed me a note for a great musical. Frank Ahern starts in Annie Get Your Poop.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know, I started to read that article earlier, and I put it down before even turning the page because it was such crap. What does this guy think he is criticizing the best radio show in the history of the world?
He just hates us. I mean, it kills him to print the ratings every 3 months when
Absolutely.
He has to write that the show is number one rated.
But very, very angry.
The guy's just a prick. FM. You know, we're going to give him what he wants. We're going to give him radio dramas.
Quality radio drama and a serial drama, which is the best kind. Where, you know, it's just like a soap opera, like the lady said, every single day.
Just wait. Yeah, right, I don't want to give away the plot of tomorrow's cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
But there might be a trip to the emergency room for Frank.
Oh, fantastic.
Because he might have something stuck somewhere.
Hey, that's a great idea.
I don't want to give away the secret.
Hey, can you hear the sirens now?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Mike.
Hello.
Hey, I have a complaint about those idiots that call and guess the same stupid thing on the secret sound. All I want to do is I wanted to try it, but every time I listen and people call, it's a light switch.
You know something? That's a legitimate beef. Yep. I think there have been, on this sound in particular, there have been a lot of repeat guesses.
And I think we've announced.
Yes, I have a guest that I don't think I've heard yet.
Well, you got to wait to be caller 100.
Trying to get 100. Through, and then I listen.
You got to be caller 100.
I know. I'm not going to give it now. I'm going to keep trying.
All right, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. I think we've said on record that the secret sound will never be a staple gun,
right,
or a briefcase opening or closing. Maybe we should also go to
a light switch.
It will never be a light switch.
A light
either.
Switch. So good. We've ruled out a lot. So remember that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, live on Broadway, starring Frank Ayers. It's
Scat.
Life is a pumpkin shampoo.
Scat. Now, that's freaking funny. That's a good call. Jesus Christ. Frank Ahern stars in Scat.
Scat, the new musical, the new review.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Hey, you know what? I went to college with him.
With who, the guy from the post?
Yeah, Frank Ahern's.
Yeah.
It's actually Frank Ahern's.
I know. We call him Ahern's just to screw with his name.
He was such an idiot in college. you cannot imagine what an idiot this guy was.
Oh, I think I can. I read his column in the Post every week. I think I can imagine what an idiot he was.
He at one point ran for student body or student president or something like that. And he had his slogan was, "We deliver." And he would stand, it was a picture of him with this big Domino's box. And he posted them all over the campus. I was like a big
That's
idiot.
Funny.
What a douchebag he is.
Unbelievable. Also, you know, I don't know if you guys know sports or anything, but there was this player at West Virginia, Major Harris or whatever. He once wrote an article about his testicles.
Frank Ahern's wrote an article about his testicles?
Yes, absolutely.
What was the article called? I don't have any?
Something along those lines or something like that. The guy is a complete idiot.
Thank you, my friend. Well, the trend continues.
It's nice to know that he's made friends at various stages of his life.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh, good. I just wanted to congratulate you guys on your premiere episode. It should be up for whatever award is coming. And Mr. Dr. Don, I was very impressed with your soothing catharsis of Mr. Bickle last night.
Oh, last night.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
He seemed quite upset, and whatever you said to him worked.
I felt so bad for Eric last night.
What was the matter with Eric?
The show that's on after us here at JFK, the Sports Junkie.
Okay.
Last night, I don't want to get into their territory because they're pissed at the management here.
Right.
I don't want to say what they're mad about. But last night, I mean, Eric was out of his friggin' mind.
Having a meltdown about the subject they've been melting down on for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but there's more to it. I had a long conversation with him today about it. And last night, I won't hide from you. I said to him off the air. I just said, Eric, pick up the phone. And I said, listen, you're getting all wound up about something you shouldn't be wound up about. What have I told you all along? They're all effers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem with those guys is, the Sports Junkies, the problem is that they're genuinely nice guys,
mm-hmm.
and they think that because they treat someone in management nice, that the person in management is going to treat them nice back.
No, it doesn't work that way.
And I told Eric today when I talked to him, I said, listen, you know, the management here, they'll F you at every opportunity they can.
Get it in writing. That's the rule.
I don't want to get into their whole deal, but, you know, I'm close to Eric. I like all those guys, but I like Eric the best.
Mm-hmm.
And when Eric goes off, it's good when Eric goes off, but like I told him today when I told him, if you're going to go off, be explicit. Tell the listeners why you're going off, because there was too much veiled stuff last night,
right,
that he was pissed off about. I just felt bad for him, man. I mean, the guy, they're just too nice. They're just too freaking nice. They're you know.
Yeah, they're going through it right now.
You know, and they still, for whatever reason, foolishly respect Bill Belichick,
mm-hmm.
you know, the general manager of this radio station.
Right.
They think that he's really got something to do with the way this station is run on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told him last night, that's your first problem right there.
Right.
You know, you go over Belichick's head and you go to Parcells.
So you gave him a pep talk on the radio last night?
Yeah, but not on the radio.
I just called up
and I said, let me talk to Eric off the radio.
Okay.
So while the other three guys were talking,
you were talking to him.
I talked Eric off the ledge.
That had to sound pretty funny. So you called up and they took your call on the air and then
I said,
let me just talk to him off the air, and he went away for a while and then came back and he was all calm.
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
I didn't want to junk up their show and stuff.
Sure. Right,
but,
sure.
You know, I'm very fond of Eric.
We're all very fond of Eric. We're all very fond of the boy.
Yes, we are.
I love Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hi.
I
found him, Cakes and Lurchy, too.
Me, too. Yes. They're great guys.
Hello. Very nice guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Don and Mike. This is April.
Hello, April.
Hey, listen. I know you guys aren't taking calls right now for your survival thing, but I'm a woman, I'm in the military, and I'm leaving for Bosnia on Monday, so I think I really need this.
Oh, honey, then we got to make an exemption to get you in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're really in the military?
I'm in the Navy.
She's in the Navy.
In the Navy.
So you know all about semen.
Oh, I love semen.
Yeah.
Man, what rank are you?
I'm a second-class petty officer.
Ooh, boy, so you're getting up there.
Bosnia. How do you get a boat in Bosnia? Isn't Bosnia all sand?
Actually, I'm going over there to work with the Army to play records for them.
All right. Are you going to be on the radio? Like you're, you know, doing the Armed Forces radio?
Yeah.
Like Adrian Cronauer?
I'm going to be the token chick to, you know.
All right, well, listen, can you wear your military uniform down here?
Sure.
All right, beautiful. But yeah, you can be another female contestant for Friday's Tom Gavin Survivor Show.
Would you say your name was TJ?
April.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, sure. Absolutely.
April.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hold on a second. Did I just hang up on that girl? Hey, hold on, please, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Yes, it's you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yo, I got a replacement for Charlie in the sketch, dude.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, man, you want to hear him?
Yeah, I'm on.
I'll tell you what, that
dang old internet,
man, you just go on there, point and click,
and then
talk about www.com,
you got
naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 it's real easy, man.
Right. Hey, you know, that was worth hanging in there with that guy. He had a good concept, and he implemented it.
Hello,
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I just want to let you know about a vision I had yesterday, that it was you
and you want to place a call. So what you did was put a mirror in your hand and bent over and pulled your pants down, dialed the phone, and as you looked at your button, the phone answered. You said, Ken, this is why you can't take old phones away, because yesterday was such a great radio.
And I think you guys trying to give us a compliment, but somehow it involves my butthole.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like looking at Ken when you're talking to Ken and you're looking at him in the mirror.
On some weird level, that was, I believe, a positive call.
It is positive, and it encourages me that no matter how out there someone's personal thoughts are, they don't keep it to themselves. They share it with us.
Right.
I think that is damn impressive.
That's great. Right, Mike.
Now, even though I didn't know what the hell he was talking about, he shared it with us, and that took a lot of guts.
Something about me bending over and looking at my crack in my ass.
Uh-huh. Talking into the phone and
talking to Ken.
Your butt was Ken's face or something. I don't know.
Hello.
It's homoerotic.
Yes, I'd like to nominate you for a Scatty Award.
Scatty.
That's brilliant.
Wait until tomorrow's episode.
Hey, there he is.
There's the nomination.
He's making the award right now.
Please wait until tomorrow's episode for the Scatties. Wait until you hear tomorrow's installment. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I would like to buy the rights to Duane Ahern's for a French TV show.
French TV. Yeah, I don't think we're geniuses over there.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be a hit.
Thank you. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
I just read The Scat in the Hat by Ahern.
The Scat in the Hat. Okay, all right. Enough. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Well, tomorrow, a new episode of As the World Ahern's. We got a break right now. We'll be right back.
Enjoy their show, Mr. Son of Beach. It's Don and Mike.
All right, that's a perfect reminder to get to the next topic I want to talk about. That toss masala tape is from an HBO special.
Yes.
About guys in prison.
Right.
And I saw an HBO special today that was wild.
Wild.
Wild, man.
Wild, man, wild.
Now, I don't know the name of it. Maybe someone out there has seen it and can hit me to the name. It's American something. It's American Homestand or American Homefront.
Okay.
But what it is they go into the backwoods of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And they find goddamn hillbillies.
People that just are way, way in the deep woods.
And what they do is they follow them around for, I guess, weeks and weeks and weeks. And there's the one kid that wants to get out of it, who doesn't want to grow up and be one of these farmers that makes 7 cents an hour.
I don't want to do this.
And no, and they all talk just like that. Yeah. And he's got a girl who he's already engaged to. She's 14.
Oh, I'm tired of these slimy, sloppy eggs.
And she's on the air talking about, I know girls that get married when they're 10, and they have babies when they are 11, and then they go to the shot on the front porch where you have the old big fat grandma and grandpa sitting next to the mom and dad.
What are they, in their 20s?
And they're saying, you're never going to amount to anything. You want to go to college. You never gonna go to college.
So they're supporting their children.
Oh, it's the funniest goddamn show I've ever seen. Where they show that the kid who has initiative, who wants to get out of Kentucky,
right?
He goes to this woman's house and he's out there with a weed whacker for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And he goes into her house and she says, "Well, how much do you want?" And he says, "Whatever you think it's worth." And she says, "Well, how is $25?" And he goes, "That's fine." And she goes, "Well, I'll make it 30 since you worked for 6 hours. That's $5 an hour." And she writes him a check, and he goes to the car, and he says, "Now I'll be able to buy food for me and my girl this weekend. Buy some chips and some soda pop and whatever she needs." I mean, this show, we got to get this show. We got to put it on tape. We got to get these people on the air. This is the funniest goddamn show I have ever seen in my life.
It's like a documentary.
Yes, it's an hour and a half documentary.
It's one of those America Undercover things.
On HBO. If anybody knows the name of it, gotta have it. Absolutely must have it. Here's another thing we've got to have. And I know that this story's been all over the media, but there's a different angle I want us to get on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've heard all about the story about the waitress in Chicago,
right,
who got the $10,000 tip from the guy.
Right.
And as it turns out, the credit card turned his tip down.
Right. And the guy said he was drunk and he was taken advantage of.
Uh-huh. Right. And the restaurant, because they got so much good publicity, they're giving the girl the $10,000. Well, I want to get a hold of the guy.
The guy who's, the guy who is now claiming that he was completely abused.
Because when you hear the whole story, you hear that he gave this girl on a $9 tab, he gave her a $10,000 tip because she said she wanted to go to college.
Right.
And I saw this girl on TV. She's not that hot, but maybe if you're drunk, she's hot, because I think he wanted to go to breakfast with her, she said.
I feel for you. I'm going to give you a $10,000 tip.
So when he gave her this tip, they had this guy leave his driver's license.
Yeah, they totally, like, jumped on the guy.
They Xeroxed his driver's license, his passport.
Right.
All this crap. But what I want to know is, when they did the $10,000 tip, don't they have to, like, run it through the machine where it says approved or not approved?
I would think so. I would think that would be standard practice.
Because it was the next day that the credit card company, and I don't know which credit card it is, came back and said, no, we don't, he's not approved to give a $10,000 tip.
Yeah, it was probably flagged, but I would think that they would have found that out right away.
And the girl and the guy who owns the restaurant, they've been all over TV, mm-hmm. but no one's been able to get a hold of the guy who left the tip. Now, that's the guy we got to get on this show.
Well, he's probably in meetings.
Of course. The original story that I saw said that they did run the card through and that the card was approved, and apparently the credit card company got back with them. Maybe that initial clearance just was to say, yeah, the guy's good for the money, and then the company called and back later and said he wasn't.
It sounds to me like the guy was loaded. I mean, he claims he was.
How else could
he is?
I mean, listen, you give a waitress $10,000 on a $9 tip?
You're either loaded or you're legit. I mean, there's no two ways about it. You're either totally rich.
The two L's.
Yeah, totally. You're either loaded or legit.
So we need the name of the guy.
Right.
So, you got the name?
I do. David Martin Nicholas.
Secret post.
Okay.
Secret. Give it to Robbie.
All right.
Research. He's from London, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Right, you got the name?
London, even better.
Beautiful. Excellent work.
Very
thank
exciting.
You, thank you. Now, nobody else look up his phone number. Okay? Because we want to call him first.
We want the exclusive.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, never mind about that. Never mind about that, but I do need to know the name of that HBO show so I can tape it.
Hey, come on, now it's nothing.
Bring it in.
It's nothing you haven't done in a restaurant when you've gotten really good service.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. We're doing great. Thank you.
How's your back?
Listen, thank you for caring. It's a little better today. Thank you.
I just want to let you guys know how much we appreciate putting the pictures up on Too Exposed.
All right. There should be, Frida's pictures are up there now.
Yeah, she's pretty attractive. I don't know what she's doing with you, but...
Well, thank you. Thank you for another nice compliment.
Any word on the pictures from the beach house?
No, you know, the problem with the pictures from the beach house is that Homo Joe has not gotten us the pictures.
Has anybody checked on him? Has anybody gone out to his house?
For sure.
Has anybody checked to see if he's there, if he's okay?
The minister told me that he called a couple of days ago and said that he would be getting them right out to us. And normally,
he's not like duct taped out of the farmhouse somewhere or anything like that?
Homo Joe's a very reliable guy. As soon as we get those pictures from Homo Joe, well, we will put them on that website. And I think as I speak now, the pictures of the girls from the pregnant bikini contest, mm-hmm. if you click on hot new pics
right.
on www.2expos.com, you should be able to see the pictures of the girls from yesterday's bikini contest.
They were all wonderful.
Okay?
Okay, it's appreciated, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You bet. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I was at a stoplight when you were doing that toss my salad dip, and there was a very big black man in the car next to me giving me the dirtiest looks on earth.
Well, he was probably giving you the dirtiest looks in the world because you had that big Confederate flag in your window.
What does that have to do with us?
Well, I had the radio up. He had his windows down right along with me, and he just kept hearing that whole toss myself in the jam bit.
Well, you know, I think it's good that you were getting a dirty look, you know, from anybody if you're playing that tape.
Yeah, if he smiled at you,
you'd be in trouble.
You got a problem.
That's right.
Well, listen, I really don't think it was what was coming out of the radio. It was probably you.
Yeah, absolutely you.
Nah.
Yeah.
Good
nah.
Man.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. What's not to love about that guy?
He was giving me a look, and then weed whacked the lady's yard, and she gave me $5 an hour.
He's a big colored fella.
Yep.
And I said, "What you looking at me for, driving to General Lee? You keep your eyes on the road. Now go and get you." Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Did you see that Shirley? I think is down in the holler.
Is it down in the holler?
No, it's American something is the name of it.
It's, did you see the part that has where the uncle's sitting on the front porch waiting for his monthly medicine?
Yes.
Sounds great.
Listen, there's a million great parts in this show.
I sat up around 2 o'clock in the morning and saw that, and I couldn't turn it off.
I mean, when you see it...
Is the top title of it America Undercover, which is their documentary series?
No, it is not America Undercover.
Okay.
It is American something, and I wish someone will call in with the name of this, because you'll be able to catch it when you're scanning HBO.
Excellent. I'd love to see it. What time did you see it?
Today, but it was on HBO 2.
Okay.
Or maybe on HBO 3. Those listings are always hard to find. You're underneath HBO.
It's all over the place, but the good thing about having so much of that is you can see things at all different times of the day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, the producer or the director of that documentary is related to JFK. As a matter of fact, the girl who did that video... That's who JFK was going to see her wedding when his plane crashed.
Oh, come on.
No, that makes sense. I am not kidding.
I think that she's a documentary filmmaker.
She is a documentary filmmaker.
That's okay, I thought you meant the girl that was actually in this, the 14-year-old.
No. The director of the documentary.
She makes documentary films. Right, I forgot her name. She's famous. I mean, she's Bobby Kennedy's daughter.
I understand what this guy said. I thought you were talking about the girl who's, I'm getting married at 14, but I know boys who get married at 9 or 10.
And let me tell you right now, I'm a Kennedy.
There you go.
How you doing, JFK?
You bet you didn't know. I tell you, I'd be able to get my driver's license out for ye.
Oh, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hello, hola. In case you speak Spanish, yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great, thanks.
Hey, it's Pat. I'm calling from near Sacramento.
Yes.
Calling up to explain the way that credit card tip thing works.
Sure, go ahead.
How it works is that when you originally give them your credit card, when they bring you the check, they run it through. It authorizes for the amount of just what the original check.
For the amount of just?
So you mean not just. So you mean they would have authorized it just for $9?
Exactly. Then they bring back the check. That's when he put down the tip and everything. They enter that in. Everything's cool for that night. Then when they try to actually deposit the credit cards into the bank, that's when it's going to be rejected.
I think that was well explained. I think he's absolutely right.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
What causes that is that the tip can't be more than the amount of the original check.
That's an evil thought. So, I mean, it's such a horrible thought that they don't do it until they deposit it. So, conceivably,
you could run out the worst service
in the world on, like, a $20 check and write down a $2 million tip.
And not have to pay it.
And they'd be like, wow, thank you, sir. You're welcome, and then just cancel your credit card that night.
Exactly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, take it easy. Love the show.
So long, suckers.
Suckers. Oh, ye suckers. God, I remember the good old days. Well, before there was all this electronic crap. You know, when they had a book.
Yeah.
And the only people who had the numbers in the book were like the absolute deadbeats of society. Because you know that if you had a Visa and you hadn't paid the bill for a couple of months, you'd still be able to go into a store and buy stuff.
Right.
Here's all that they did as far as approving your credit.
Mm-hmm.
They would take your credit card, and they had a little pamphlet that had the names of, like, all these people who had ripped off Visa or MasterCard and their numbers of the cards.
Right.
And as long as your card was not on that book page...
You were fine.
You were fine. You could charge your ass off.
Charge a car.
It was great.
Absolutely.
It was really, really great.
Yeah. And all those computers.
I can't tell you how much trouble I got in because of things like that.
Where it would go on and on. You'd eventually hit the wall.
Yeah, eventually.
Right.
They'd catch up with you. But for the while, when you're out there spending with money that you don't have.
That's right.
God damn, it was fantastic.
It wasn't all that bad. You were able to get a mortgage.
Yeah, 10 years later I was. I mean, Frida had a lot of work to do on our credit rating. A lot of work.
Yeah, that's one thing about credit. They never forget. I mean, they always seem to flag you, you know, and it's like, well, that was 5 years ago. Well, what's that problem? It's 5 years ago.
What's all this? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got the name of that documentary.
What is it?
It's called American Hollow, and it's part of the American Undercover series.
So it is America Undercover.
But on the top of the screen, it doesn't say America Undercover.
It says American Hollow.
American Hollow.
Hollow?
I see. I wrote down American Homestead. I knew it started with a...
You get like hollow in,
in Kentucky.
H-O-L-L-O-W, American Hollow.
You got it.
You got to watch it. It's the funniest show I've ever seen.
I think if somebody's looking in the guide, though, they got to look at America Undercover, because that's the name of the series that they
million,
put it under it.
But there's a million America Undercovers, though.
Yeah, but that's how they probably list it.
But no, you know what I'm thinking about when I flip by on DirecTV on the
right.
top of the screen? When it's America Undercover, it says America Undercover.
Right.
Then it has a colon there.
And it's got the title of the documentary.
Right. This on the top of the screen didn't say America Undercover and then colon.
Right.
This just said American Holler.
It's probably because it was on HBO, too.
Not Holler. I think it was Hollow.
American Hollow. That's what the guy just said.
H-O-L-L-O-W.
American
Hollow.
See, because that's what it would probably be in Queen's English. It would be, we're going back to the Hollow, but everybody that lives there would call it the Holler.
The Holler.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, gotta tell you.
What?
I have a confession to make.
Thank you.
The confession is that Frida told me that the secret sound was you breaking the turbo in the car.
Right. And my mighty powerful car.
Thank you, my friend. You are correct.
Radio God.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Great, thank you.
I have a copy of that. I have a copy of that documentary.
I'm sure you do.
Do you really? Is that why you started to chuckle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this a joke?
No, seriously.
Why do you have a copy of it?
I taped it.
Why?
It's funny.
Okay. Probably if you're going to use it as a primer, like, you know, as a book on how to live your life. Where you got to be calling from somewhere in the South, right?
Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana, right. Same difference as Kentucky, same thing.
It sounds fantastic. Is it similar to, like, those tapes you play of the guy with the butcher knife?
Yeah, except it's so much better.
Is it really?
It's so much better because there's so many goddamn inbred relatives, and the guy, you know, the old grandpa who's sitting on the porch just whittling his wood, going, well, I've lived here for 30 years. And he's drinking his grape soda and eating his Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
And the kid says, I remember when I had to walk 10 miles through the snow to go up there to clean someone's roof. And the dad goes, you don't know what hard work is all about. And then they cut to his girlfriend and she goes, well, I guess I want to go to college. But he got down on one knee and he asked me to marry him, and I said I would be pleased to marry him. And then they go,
how old are you?
I'm 13.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
That's a real slice of Americana in the Holler.
Because they're real people. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, since when could you get drunk off of $9 worth of drinks?
Well, he may have been drunk already.
Well, could it have been two martinis, perhaps?
Two very cheap martinis. Was that directed at me?
I believe he was directing that your way, and I've never seen you give a $10,000 tip.
I've never gotten two martinis for $9. I mean, let me know where that place is. I'll be there tonight.
It'll be good. I bet you can find a place where you get two for $9.
Rob, how about that crappy airport in New York?
God.
At the, what's that airport? The LaGuardia.
LaGuardia.
They give you a martini, and it comes in a little plastic glass, and it's maybe a drop of actual booze in the glass.
Yeah, you know it's quality when they put it in the plastic.
It's awful. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mr. Buzz.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that show, the documentary, makes me a very happy, white, educated man in America. To know that I'm not living in the South as an uneducated hick.
Glad you feel good about yourself.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No, yeah,
educated,
hi,
educated. I think we've all proven that on this show. Educated doesn't mean smart.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. We're great, thank you.
That's Rory Kennedy who did that.
Yep, okay, there it
is. Yeah, I think she's Bobby Kennedy's youngest daughter.
Right, Rory, that's the name of the girl that they were going to go to the wedding. You're right. And she, so she did that hillbilly documentary?
Yeah, she did American Hollow. She
she's good.
She won a couple of awards for it and stuff.
That's great.
I'm telling you. She's good.
I can't wait. Now I'm dying to see this now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, did you watch it all the way to the end when the young girl decides that she's not going to marry the guy, the loser kid?
Oh, you mean the poor guy who wants to go to work so he can put her through to college?
Yeah, and she decides that she's not going to marry him.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you got to watch it to the end. You got to watch the end of Ahern Hollow.
Ahern Hollow.
Thank you, my friend. All right. Well, someone, someone will get it and tape it, and maybe tomorrow we'll have some bits, because we can get more bits off that tape than we ever got off that, you know, I'm going to slit your throat for making me slimy, sloppy egg.
And we've used that one for years.
Yeah, it's great. Hello, Don and Mike, last call.
Mike, radio gods.
Hi.
Hey, you know that guy that tried to give that $10,000 tip?
Yeah.
Ask him when you talk to him on the phone, ask him about that little piece of paper he signed saying that he was going to give her the $10,000 and had a witness signed underneath it.
Yeah, that's another thing the bar did.
Well, the bar, apparently the guy was drunk, and the bar, I guess everybody in the bar was so amazed at this, and the guy was sober enough where they thought he was legit, and they just double-checked to protect the waitress. They made him sign stuff, there were witnesses, uh-huh. The whole nine yards.
All right, thank you. You got that name, though, right, Robbie?
Yeah, well, I get it from Buzz in the break, yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Robbie has to wait to get it during the break. Certainly couldn't walk over during the show to get it from Buzz during the show.
Understand. But you know what? There's a little one on the way.
Well,
save the energy.
Oh, they didn't.
That's save the energy walk. For the little
that's
one.
That's the first time. That's day one. Day one.
Save the energy for baby Steve.
I walked over there, and Buzz was getting something. He was looking for the show on HBO. He wasn't on that part of the net, and I didn't want to disturb Buzz.
Oh, I had it already. I've already got it here.
I stood at his door for about a minute and a half, and he looked very busy. So I mean,
he said he had it for you. Constantly busy.
Well, I was waiting there. I was no more than 4 feet
take it up with him. Don't look at me.
I'll go get it right now.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Incidentally, I just saw Buzz writing it down, so yeah. I don't know if he really had it ready. Write it down.
We all
feed each other to one another, don't we?
Yes, we do. Welcome to the real survivor.
This is the real survivor.
Working on this goddamn show.
Everybody like goes, you know, he's like, Rob's looking at me. I say, take it up with Buzz. Buzz like had it for you.
Okay. Got it. Beautiful. So Broyhill brings
Broyhill
it in.
Broyhill did it. Yes.
Broyhill actually goes and gets it from
that's right.
from Buzz, and now I get it from Broyhill,
right.
And I give it to Rob
there you
to
go.
Do the legwork to actually find the phone number.
Right. Well, see, and Rob's the favorite here, and so whenever anybody has an opportunity to make Rob look bad, we all will jump on that opportunity.
Absolutely.
No, poor Rob. No one ever helps Rob. When Rob doesn't screw up that often, but when he does, no one will help him. That was a combination of me saying, take it up with Buzz, Buzz saying, I had it for you the whole time, and meanwhile, Charlie Broyhill running into Buzz's news studio to grab it.
And I'm happy to say I started it all.
You did.
Yes,
save
you did.
Your energy for the baby.
Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Howdy, how are you?
Howdy.
All righty, I was in my truck, and I was listening to y'all, and I had to call in. I'm from Hazard, Kentucky.
Of course.
Hazard, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
My holler's Flax Patch, and everything you said about that show, it's totally cruel. I swear, it's totally true.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said totally cruel, but you said it's totally cool?
No, true.
Cruel.
Cruel.
T-R-U-E-L?
No.
How do you like
T-R-U-E.
Your...
T-R-U-E.
How do you like your eggs?
I like mine scrambled. I don't know about anybody else.
Well, don't make them slimy or sloppy.
You give me I don't think we make them sloppy.
Runny eggs. I'm sick of you picking at my brain. What little I got left.
Well, we don't reckon. I don't think we pick at nobody's brains or anything, but yeah.
You made me mad. You've made me angry.
People
you've
don't
made
get
me
mad
angry.
At you down there. They'll shoot you if you look at them wrong or if they don't recognize your car.
What are you doing on my property? I'll put a hole in you. I'll put a hole in you the size of a silver dollar.
Well, I have an uncle that caught some boys hunting on our land, and he shot him in the ass with a .22 rifle.
There you go.
Oh, my. I believe that.
I took the butcher knife and held up to her name.
Hold on, Lee.
I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
Well, we don't really cook a whole lot of eggs. For breakfast, we cook pork chops or applesauce and
bacon.
Salt bacon. You don't even know what salt bacon is.
I know a fatback. Green beans and fatback.
Did she say that she makes ass sauce?
Ass sauce. Yes. And what goes better with pork chops?
Than ass sauce. I tell you, we got some green beans, fatback, and ass sauce.
I don't want to talk to you. You've made me mad today. Don't talk to me. It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me. Trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here. I'm not all the way crazy.
I'm telling you, this American Hollow, we're going to get better tapes than we ever got from this show.
I can't wait.
Better tapes. Thank you.
You all know what Tommy Toes are.
Tommy Toes?
No, yeah. what are Tommy Toes?
I think those things are going to be washed on Friday in the studio during the Survivor Challenge.
No, Tommy Toes is cherry tomatoes. Mountain Poke is like mustard greens.
Uh-huh. Mustard greens.
Yes, and we call a green onion what Northerners, like everybody up here, would call, you know, green blades. We call them or scallions. We call them green onion.
So green onion, huh?
Yeah, you take bib lettuce, some scallions.
What a freaking hillbilly.
Grease on it, and there's your dinner.
That's your greens. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Mm. Well, it's about time for you to get out and, with the critters out to the cement pond, okay?
Hey, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Go, get,
go get in your horseless carriage now.
All right, take care, man.
Goodbye, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great interview, Chief.
Bye-bye. Let's just clear him and get a call 100 now.
All right.
Okay, for the secret sound. Please remember, it's not a briefcase opening or shutting. It's not a staple gun. It's not a light switch going on or off.
And it ain't you burning that there turbo up either.
No, it's not. He's the 100th caller right now. Good luck to ye.
Yeah.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Charlie Boyle.
The authors of the Prostate Cookbook, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And we're going to open up the phones again later in the show and get more contestants for Friday's Tom Gavin Monster Survivor Show. It's going to be fantastic. 4 hours in a room, 16 people in Tom, and only one will survive. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I calling 100?
Right.
All right.
Yes, what's your name?
Lance from Louisiana. I just hung up on me earlier.
Did we really, Lance?
No problem.
And you got through again.
Huh. Ain't that something?
That's incredible, Lance.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm calling 100?
Hello, yes. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
All right. Right.
Lance, call back and I'll give you a prize.
Absolutely.
But I think everybody knows it sounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really going to give him a prize.
Right.
It sounds bad to have a guy who called 5 minutes ago then get through again.
It's fluky and it's very difficult to get through to this show. As most people know, they call all the time. They say it's very difficult. And when Lance says that, it diminishes it for everybody else.
Right. So he's out. Hello. Yo, who's this?
My name is Frank Paparosi.
Frank, have you called us in the last 5 minutes?
Only now.
Beautiful.
Only trying to get through.
That's the right answer.
Papa Rosie, not to be confused with paparazzi.
Correct.
Frank? And that's what Rosie O'Donnell's first boy's going to do, incidentally. Her first boyfriend, Papa Rosie.
Papa Rosie. Hi, Rosie.
That is if she ever gets laid.
Mm-hmm.
If she ever gets her cherry busted. If she ever gets her hymen busted. You, my friend, Papa Rosie.
I'm just running that mental picture right now.
You have won a 3-pack of your favorite DVDs. Courtesy of Express.com, DVDExpress.com is now Express.com, the best place on the web to find video games, music, and the biggest selection of DVDs on the net. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I am ready.
$500 online with a secret sound. Please remember, it's not a staple gun,
mm-hmm.
It's not a briefcase, and it's not a light being turned on and off. You got that?
Got it.
Beautiful. Please, don't answer until Mike sings like.
Brigadoon.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is again. Oops, we did it again. An everyday household sound that you hear in virtually every room of your home.
Brigadoon.
For $500.
Yeah!
What is that sound?
Is it the sound of a phone being put back in the cradle?
Oh, nope, no. We're sorry.
You're getting closer.
Very good.
Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you. That was not a bad clue. Okay, if I was going to give out a hint, I'd say that was not... If I was going to give out a clue, I would say that was not a bad guess.
Mm-hmm.
As far as clues and hints go.
Excellent. Really? That's almost like a hint.
Not bad. Okay, we do have the phone number of the guy in London.
Very good.
The guy who did not give the girl the $10,000 tip.
I know, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Well, that sounds like you're Keith Richards.
That's who it was. Isn't that the guy's name, Keith Richards?
No, his name is Dave Nicholas.
I know, I just want to say, on behalf of the entire UK, you're very gorgeous, and here's your $10,000. Go to college now, get an education. How are we going to study guitar?
His name is not Keith Richards. His name is David Martin Nicholas.
My name is David Martin Nicholas. I'm so pleased to have you as my server. Here's a $10,000 tip. I'm serious, love. Here's my passport. Xerox it. Here's my signature. And we got some witnesses. I'm giving you a $10,000 tip.
Oh, yeah!
That's right, Meg. Hello?
Was this an answering machine? Hello?
Wacky Brits.
Yeah. I say They don't have fluoride in the water.
Hello?
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 I know that. Hello? I don't know where that came
from. I don't know either. Hold on a second. Let me redial.
I know that. Hello? It's me, Billy, the waitress. It's my funny little waitress there.
Well, officer, all I know is he said his name was David Nicholas, but he looked just like Keith Richards.
She's a beautiful girl, don't you agree? How about I give lovely Hera $10,000 tip? £10,000. Here's your £10,000 tip.
Your 10,000 pounds of heroin.
There you go. I've got heroin still coursing through me veins. You're beautiful. I put it on American Express. Member since 1969. There you go.
Well, I guess this guy's not at home. I can imagine he'd be ducking the calls, but it's...
Yeah, hey, Dave, are you there? Dave, buddy. Dave, this is the United States calling.
Dave, we have Keith Richards with us.
I was going to compliment... Hello. Say a fantastic job.
All right, well...
That's a shame.
We got the number. We'll try him back again.
I know that.
Well, we may have... Our senior contestant for Friday's Tom Gavin Survivor Challenge.
That is wonderful news.
What it says on the screen is true. We got a 77-year-old guy online.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, is this George?
Yes, it is.
George, you want to be in the Survivor with Tom Gavin show?
Well, I think I have all the qualifications for doing that.
Good.
What are your qualifications, George?
I had a mother-in-law who had Alzheimer's. And there's not many things that you can do to a person that I didn't do for her.
You mean you took care of her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever bathe her?
Sure did.
Really?
Yeah, when you said there are not many things you can do to a person, you didn't do bad things, did you?
Oh, no. Taking care of her.
Well, you took care of her, so that was a...
When you bathed her, did you have to bathe her down there?
Well, we had her in a home, and we took her to the... They had a bath in the home with a chair that elevated and then went over and down into the tub.
Right.
And I would go in there and help them with her, yes.
Oh, so you took care of your ailing mother-in-law, which is... Do you have any military training?
I was 4 years in the United States Army Air Force.
You know what? The one thing I do have to ask you, though, George, is I see on the screen now they put up... You're calling us from South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, we're doing the... We're doing the contest here in our D.C. studios on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine that you could get airline connections to get up there.
No, George, I'm sorry. We can't do that. We are the cheapest show on the air.
Well, I wasn't asking for anybody to do it for me, but that's all right.
You mean you pay your own way?
Well, I'd consider it.
You'd consider
it. All right, well, I'll give you exactly... Three more heartbeats to consider it. Here we go. One, two, three.
If I can get the connections, I would come up.
I don't know.
Well, listen, old man, I'm sure you can get connections.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get on a plane in South Carolina and end up getting to Washington, D.C.
Well, okay, there are no direct flights, I'm sure.
Right. Probably not from where you are.
Yeah. I'd get it out
of... Maybe you can get a special rate if you travel in one of those doggy carriers.
I don't know. They got some pretty good connections out of Greenville here.
Yeah. And Greenville, you probably get a commuter flight into Washington.
That, incidentally, is the way I think that all seniors should be forced to fly.
Oh.
In those dog crates.
Anyway. Would you make the exception, please?
For your mom, of course.
Thank you. The driving exception and all that. She won't have to fly in the animal carriers.
No, she will not have to fly in a dog crate.
Very
boy.
Nice. I'm so glad you make the exception for my mom.
Just for your mom, because she's so sweet.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But all others, all her friends, if she was traveling with her friends,
back of the plane,
cargo hold,
climb in your crate.
Yeah. Well,
that way you keep first class and coach for those young and vibrant enough to appreciate it.
I see.
Well, I got my own little dog case. I got a little motorhome that I travel in.
Oh, do you travel in a motorhome?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Of course, you're right, Roth. There'd be no need for senior citizens to fly once they're in my nationwide leisure camps. Once I'm elected, you're king.
You're king, that's
and
right.
And I mobilize the senior citizens of this country.
My leisure camp.
I put them in my leisure camps.
Fantastic. Where you claim they'll be very happy.
Well, they will be.
Mm-hmm.
They will be.
Well, it doesn't matter if they're not, because you'll be king.
That's right.
They better be happy.
They'll be happy.
Can my mom stay in her house, too?
Yes.
All right.
Told you, your mom gets the exemption on everything.
All the rules.
Your mom gets to drive, because I hate it when old people drive.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom gets to fly.
Right.
In the real part of the plane.
Real part of the plane, not in the cargo hold.
And your mom does not have to work and live in one of my...
Work.
camps.
Work, there's the password. Yeah, still productive. Right till the end.
Well, George, listen, I'll put you on the list, but I'm sorry to say we're so cheap, you'd have to come up with your fare yourself.
Yeah, let's see, that's on Friday, and this is Tuesday?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of close there, George.
Yeah, if I leave Wednesday, I could drive up. How far is that, anyway?
Oh, now, see, that's not a good idea, an old guy like you driving all the way up here.
I just got back from New York State.
You drove from New York State?
Yeah.
You always drive with your left-hand turn signal on?
No, I got my... wits about me, I think, still.
Well, if you're listening to this show, that's a good sign.
Yeah, are you a regular listener, or did somebody tell you to call?
I listen frequently, but I got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not a what you would call a daily listener.
Hey, the sound effect.
I'm out driving, I got you on.
The sound effect is not too annoying, is it?
No.
I find it very soothing.
Yeah. Our heart monitor sound effect. All right, well, Georgia, I'll put you on the list.
How late can I cancel out?
Well, we need to know right away. How about this? Would it sweeten the deal if I told you? Would it sweeten the deal if I told you could have Lisa? I mean, when you come up here for that day, she will take care of you?
Why, sure.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Are you married, George?
I lost my wife about a year and a half ago.
So you're a widower?
Yes, sir.
Can you still get a boner?
I think so.
Okay. When's the last time you got a boner?
Well, it's been a while. Since she's gone, I haven't fooled around any.
Lisa's coming into the studio right now. Lisa, say hi to George.
Hi, George. I spoke with you on the phone when you called.
Yeah, hi, Lisa.
Toya and I were just talking in the back. We wanted to know, A, if you are rich, and B, if you have a heart condition.
I've had a heart attack.
Oh, dear.
Well, that was 5 years ago.
Ah.
I got angioplasty and...
And everything's doing fine now?
Yeah.
Good.
Are you rich?
Well, I've got a little money. I'm not rich.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm.
Sugar daddy.
Well, maybe would you just show him your boobs?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do about that.
She might show you her boobs there, George.
Well, I got, like I said, I've got a motorhome. It's a 1999 star flight, and it... moves along pretty good.
Is your last name Spellman?
Pardon?
Yeah, no.
Is your last name Spellman?
Odoms.
Could be Olivet's brother.
Yes, absolutely.
Could be Olivet's father. What am I saying?
Yeah. Call me crazy. I think that, you know, after this conversation's over, there might be a chance we won't hear from George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad the contest is not tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think the odds of him actually being alive.
Well, maybe I better just forget about it then.
No, listen, George, I'll tell you what. If you feel comfortable driving your shagging wagon up here, then come on up. Or get a flight up.
Yeah.
Either way.
And
we'd love to have you.
And George, you know, if you're not able to make it for this contest, you're welcome to come by the studio anytime you're in the Washington area.
And we'll get you laid.
Well, that's not necessary.
Oh, well, we'll get you some chicken.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
God, like please, that. Somebody put me out of my misery. If I ever get to that point when someone says to me, I'll get you a piece of ass, and someone else says, or you can have chicken, and I choose the chicken,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please, at that point, somebody shoot me.
Rob sometimes feels that way even at his age right now.
Yes.
Yeah, as do I.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'd take sex over chicken anytime.
I know you would.
Anytime.
What about you, Buzz?
Yeah, absolutely. Sex over chicken.
Sex over chicken.
All the time.
You boys have never really appreciated chicken. That's why.
You've never really appreciated sex.
I've seen some pretty good looking chicks.
Hey, there you go, George.
Yeah.
You take the little blue pill, George?
No.
You don't take Viagra?
No.
Good for you.
I don't need it yet.
Don't need it yet.
There you go.
Oh, what do you see, Lisa? She's gorgeous.
Beautiful woman.
And so is Toya. You ever have any brown sugar?
Not lately.
Good man.
Okay. George, we'd love to have you come play. Can you hold on, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, George. George, you okay?
Sure.
All right.
All right.
How much would it cost to buy him a ticket? I mean, we would take it out of our
fly him up here.
How much does it cost?
One day.
You know, no hotel or nothing.
Yeah. Just fly him up and fly him back?
Yeah.
How much does it cost?
$400.
Probably.
Oh, I just can't do it. Sorry.
Hold on, George. All right, so they have like a $79 cheapie something?
Not from like those small markets.
No. It's usually pretty expensive.
Sorry.
Gotta keep that money. Sorry about that.
I understand.
Sorry.
Maybe it's a shame.
Maybe it's just somebody younger.
We could swing it.
Bus travel is cheap, and he might enjoy the conversation.
You know, frankly, I think we could get a younger 77.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I think we could get a younger 87.
I think we could get a younger 87.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, you have a homo yet?
A homo for what? Oh, for Survivor?
Friday, yeah.
No, you know we don't yet.
Hey,
listen to this
one. I just want to apply.
Hold on, I got two homos on the phone at the same time. Is this another homo guy?
This is a homo guy.
This is
a
very homo guy.
We got two homo guys, and both of them want to be on the Survivor show on Friday.
Don, I won't disappoint you. I won't disappoint Tom. I know Tom needs a lot of pampering.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of care. Hey, I can bring all of that, all in my little Richard Simmons outfit.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, homo number one?
Is that me?
Well, no, the guy that just talked to
the other guy. The other guy's homo too.
I'm so confused.
I really don't know.
Listen, you got to be better prepared. I don't think guy number two is a real homo.
Guy number two is a real homo. You called me on it 2 years ago.
No. I don't mean you. I mean the other guy.
Oh, I'm number one.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Number one homo.
I've been there. You tried to make me kiss your boss at one time. Instead, you kissed me. That was at the Irish party that the dwarf got drunk.
Is this a senior citizen homo?
No, he was my ex-lover.
How old are you?
38.
You sound like you're 77.
Well, thank you. I'm on a portable.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't even know if we're going to have homos and lesbians. I guess we should have one of each.
Yeah, have at least one.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. We'll take the other guy, though. Not the guy
in the Richard Simmons outfit.
Come on, Don. I've been on hold for so long.
We're going to take the first guy that we talked to.
Take the other homo.
What's your name, homo?
My name is Rob.
Right. Rob.
Homo Rob.
Rob.
Homo Rob, where are you from?
From Baltimore.
Okay, Rob, are you up for the challenge? You've heard all the other people talk about what we might do with them and with Tom Gavin?
Definitely.
Okay, beautiful.
We're looking forward to seeing you, Rob the homo.
Looking forward to seeing you.
All right, homo Rob.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Wow.
That is Rob the homo.
That's Jules, James, John, Craig, April, and now Rob the homo.
Rob the homo.
Rob. Homo.
Homo.
Rob.
Are you there, Rob the homo?
Rob the homo's here.
Right. Excellent.
Playing yourself.
Some music.
Rob the homo.
Homo Rob.
Rob the homo.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'd like to make a call.
Oh, dear. Hold on a second, please.
Rob, there's nothing wrong with you. But there are a few facts of life you still have to learn.
All right. Homo Rob, you're in.
Wow.
So to speak, you're in. I always worry about saying that to a gay guy.
Yeah, you know.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hold on. And Mike, I know you keep a running total. How many people is that now?
We now have Jules, James, John, Craig, April, and Rob. A total of six people for the Survivor Challenge with Tom Gavin.
And during the commercial, Lisa told me that the first guy who called us and said he was a Marine actually sent in his Marine license.
Okay.
His Marine identification. And he faxed it in on paper from the local Marine place.
Is that the guy that called you dog?
Yeah, so he's in also.
Okay, so I'll just put Marine down.
Just put Marine. Mm-hmm. Just generic Marine.
Marine dog.
Okay, now listen. Oh, something for you very special when we come back. I know you especially are going to love this, Mike.
Okay.
When we come back. You know, a couple of years ago, maybe longer than that, I read you something out of a 1950-something textbook about the way a woman should treat her man.
It is one of the most fracturingly funny things I've ever heard.
Okay, new one for you now.
A new one from the 50s?
From the 40s.
Oh, yes!
Cool. From the 1943 issue, and this is not a goof.
Right, this is legitimate stuff.
From the 1943 issue of Transportation Magazine, a serious article written for male supervisors of women in the workforce during World War II.
Oh, my God, this will be hysterical.
1943 job standards and rules for hiring women.
I urge all of our lady listeners to tune in now. Just perk your ears up a little bit, sweetie.
And I think you'll find that many of these rules are applicable in today's society. Highly applicable. Hello, Don and Mike. What, is this Tom again?
Yes, hello.
Tom, why are you calling again?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom.
I'd like to have more people come in.
Tom, we're going to... 30. Tom, we're going to have 16 people on Friday.
Yeah, don't push it, Tom.
Don't push it.
Okay. All right.
Don't push it.
Don't push it. Just call and roar.
All right.
Oh.
There he is. Tom Gavin, the star of Friday's Survivor.
He's going to be like a caged animal just waiting to...
Yeah, I'm going to be a caged animal sweating to everybody.
Yeah, you ought to talk a lot like that, Tom.
Sure.
I like that.
This is... Hello?
Hello?
How you doing there, Don?
Do your real, like...
Hey, how y'all doing there, guys?
He's just Tom the Monster.
Yes?
All right, see you Friday, Tom.
How about an evil laugh, Tom? An evil laugh.
Okay. Oh, how about a sweet laugh?
I am the greatest guy on earth.
Let me hear a sweet laugh, please. All right, Tom. We'll see you Friday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. Halloween comes early this year.
We will be right back.
Broadcasting under the watchful eye of Carmi, the CBS hawk. It's Don and Mike.
I haven't seen Carmi around today.
There he is.
Oh. Hey, come here, Carmi. Good boy. Come here. Okay.
There he is.
Catch his cup, Link. Here you go.
Bye. I love it when you throw it up in the air and he swoops down and catches it.
Hey.
But he throw him another one. Go on.
All right. Here you go, Carmi. Carmi. There he goes.
There he goes.
Almost threw him a rejoiner.
You'd eat that too, though.
Yeah. He sure would.
He's a scavenger.
Oh! Listen, on Friday's episode, as you know, we're going to have the Tom Gavin Survivor Show.
Yes.
We've been talking a lot about that today. Tomorrow, make sure you're tuned in for another exciting episode of our brand new radio drama that airs in the afternoon drive slot as the world Ahearns.
Yes, a fantastic new live radio drama. A throwback to the early days of radio.
We'll have another episode of that for you tomorrow. Thursday, we're giving away a trip for two to Boston.
Boston!
Let you know how we're doing that in a little while. Okay, 1943, job standards for hiring women.
Fantastic.
The following is an excerpt from the July 1943 issue of Transportation Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
This is a serious article written for male supervisors of women in the workforce during World War II.
Okay, so it's designed to tell bosses how to deal with women.
And here are 11 helpful tips on the subject from the company Western Properties. They actually put this out as a manual.
Okay, for all their male supervisors.
Job standards and rules for hiring women. One, young married women. They usually have more of a sense of responsibility. No, that's written incorrectly.
Right.
They usually have more of a sense of responsibility than their unmarried sisters.
What was this? I thought you said sense of humor.
They're less likely to be flirtatious. They need the work or they wouldn't be doing it. And they still have the pep and interest to work hard and deal with the public efficiently.
That's because they're young.
Number two, if you have to hire older women, try to get ones who have worked outside the home at some time in their lives. Older women who have never had contact with the public have a hard time adapting themselves and are inclined to be cantankerous and fussy. It's always well to impress upon older women the importance of friendliness and courtesy.
Don't be cantankerous, you.
Rule number three. General experience indicates that husky girls, those who are just a little on the heavy side, are more even-tempered and efficient than their underweight sisters.
Underweight sisters.
Number four, retain a physician to give each woman you hire a special... special physical examination.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Covering female conditions.
Oh, man, that's right.
This step not only protects the property against the possibilities of lawsuit, but reveals whether the employee-to-be has any female weaknesses which would make her mentally or physically unfit for the job.
I'm sorry, the physical's concluded we can't accept you.
Job standards and rules for hiring women, number 5. Whenever working with women, stress at the outset the importance of time. The fact that a minute or two lost here and there makes serious inroads on schedules.
No dawdling.
Until this point is gotten across, service from women is likely to be slowed up. Number 6. Give the female employee...
Oh, hold on, let me get some more music going here. Hold on just a moment.
Some more appropriate music for the retro dissertation.
Give the female employee a definite day-long schedule of duties, so they'll keep busy without bothering the men for instructions every few minutes.
You know those ladies constantly asking the men who know for information.
Numerous properties say that women make excellent workers when they have their jobs cut out for them, but that women lack initiative in finding work themselves.
Rob's. You know what's funny about you're reading this one thing, but I've got to look at Rob who's just nodding vigorously with everything.
Number 7. Whenever possible, let the inside employee change from one job to another at some time during the day. Women are inclined to be less nervous and happier with change.
Ah, yes, absolutely. It's a woman's prerogative, Doc.
Number 8. As opposed to men, give every girl working for you an adequate number of rest periods during the day.
Yes, because they're the fairer sex.
After all, you have to make some allowances for feminine psychology. A girl has more confidence and is more efficient if she can keep her hair tidied, apply fresh lipstick, and wash her hands several times a day.
Absolutely. We don't need to do that as guys.
Number 9, be tactful when issuing instructions or in making criticisms. Women are sensitive. They can't shrug off harsh words the way we men do.
That's not the way I would have done that rivet, Rosie.
Never ridicule a woman. It breaks her delicate spirit and cuts off her possible efficiency. Number 10, be reasonably considerate about using strong language around women.
Reasonably.
Even though a girl's husband or father may swear, she'll grow to dislike a place of business where she hears too much of this.
Hey, is your goddamn break over yet?
And finally, get enough size variety in operator's uniforms so each girl can have a proper fit.
Absolutely, a proper snug fit.
This point can't be stressed too much in keeping women workers happy.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's
fantastic.
As I was looking at this list, getting ready to read it on the air again, many of these items that we just read could be applied to the women working here.
Of course.
In this radio station today.
Absolutely. And, of course, if we sent that out as a memorandum, we would all be in a courtroom somewhere.
Okay, pick young married women. Mm-hmm. I believe most of the women that work here are married.
And young.
Mm-hmm. when we have to use older women... And there are a few who work here.
Oh, man.
Try to get ones who have worked outside the home.
Mrs. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground
here.
I
know, and I think, again,
yes,
I think the women who are a touch older who work here have had some prior experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And what is that about cantankerous?
Older women who have never contacted the public have had a hard time adapting themselves and are inclined to be cantankerous and fussy.
That was interesting.
Does that remind you of anybody?
Not here.
Now, husky girls, those are a little on the heavy side.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any girls who work here who would fit that.
Not at all.
Sorry.
No way. Not here.
Can't.
No way.
Think of any.
Uh-uh. Not at this place. Maybe some other business. Not here.
I can only imagine the part about the physician giving each woman the special exam.
Yes, of course.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, I know Wendell's always looking for extra jobs.
Now, I do think the women who work here, you know, God knows every woman, not only the women who work here, but they really could take that number 5 seriously about stressing the importance of time.
The time, yes, no dawdling.
Let me see.
Because I know all the guys that work here. You know, time is absolutely of the essence.
Dot com.
Give the female employee a definite day-long schedule of duties so they'll keep busy without bothering the men.
No need to do that to the men.
Let me see. Let the inside employee change job from one job to another. I don't think the women who work here need that.
Well, it doesn't fit the job description a lot of times.
Here's something that the girls who work here do themselves. Give each girl an adequate number of rest periods during the day.
That's essential.
Go to the front desk anytime.
Yes, that's adhered to here.
Go to the front desk any time of the day. They all congregate up. There's like 6, 7, 8, 9 women, all of them cackling at the front desk.
Yeah, important to have a rest period to keep the hair nice and to put on a fresh coat of lipstick.
And let her wash her hands several times a day.
Absolutely. And then it's back to building the bombers for World War II.
Be tactful when issuing instructions or making criticisms.
Absolutely.
And, oh, if I learned this with Toya, with running the board.
Mm-hmm.
Women are sensitive. They can't shrug off harsh words the way most men do.
Yes, that's true.
Boy, have I broken this rule with Toya. Mm-hmm. Never ridicule a woman. It breaks her spirit.
I know. We had Toya in here discussing her spirit. Mm-hmm. And when it was broken.
We all break the rule about not cussing around women.
I know. It's horrible. We all should mind our language. You know, even if these women that have worked here have a father or grandfather that's used foul language.
And I do think that... the girls who work here also do get enough size variety in their operators' uniforms, mm-hmm. so each girl can have a proper fit.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's really not a lot of problem when you're giving them T-shirts.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Rob, pass that out to all the lovelies.
That's terrific. It's amazing that something that was written in the 1940s can be timeless, can be as fresh today as it was back then when it was sent out to the male supervisors.
Fantastic.
It's a wonderful idea.
And then, listen, there go a couple of the girls now.
Bye.
Terry and Colette. Girls, you might want to stop and freshen up your lipstick and wash your hands on the way out.
Yes, of course. Pick up a copy of the guidelines.
Hello there.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my radio entertainment gods.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
I'm calling about the Survivor contest.
Are you really? Which category? Which category?
Well, I'm 51. I don't know if that puts me in the old category or not.
You know, I bet we can get older than 51.
I'm sure you can. I heard the other guy was 70-something.
Yeah, he was, you know, we're looking really for like a Rudy-type guy. You know, a guy
How old is Rudy?
Not Rudy Marsky. The Rudy from Survivor.
Rudy from Survivor. The blood seal. Guts guy.
Oh.
Right. But thank you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And listen, it's a compliment. You won't hear this too much as you head towards your eventual grave.
Hey. Absolutely.
You're simply too young for this job.
You're very young.
I don't hear that enough.
You're a young, vital man.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
What's so funny about the list?
You know what? You're absolutely right. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all.
I practice it. I follow it. It has been the goal that I've always had when I have to deal with the young ladies.
There's nothing funny about that list at all.
And you hire only young married women, right?
Well, you know, there's a lot of truth in that. The younger ones are not quite reliable and haven't been put into shape yet.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget about husky girls.
Mm-hmm.
Those girls who are a little on the heavy side, they're more even-tempered.
Even-tempered. And they know where to stand.
They're more efficient.
Absolutely.
Than their underweight sisters.
Underweight sisters.
Where might I get a copy of this besides to hand out to all of my friends?
Well, you might want to get a time machine.
Hello, time machine.
Time machine.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I got a bone to pick with Mike and Buzz.
Really?
Go ahead, pick their bone.
What is it? We'd love to have
our
bones.
I want to know why you guys left Don flapping in the wind when all Don was trying to do was to get the show run professional, and you guys wouldn't speak up and defend and at least say, well, okay, we can't have the board being run like that. You want to make Don be the bad guy all the time.
Oh, listen, come on. That's my job. And besides, you know, I know everybody supports me when things are wrong around here.
You know,
if you had five guys all screaming at once about how bad this place sucks,
mm-hmm.
trust me, you wouldn't want to listen to the show.
Absolutely, it would be a little over the top, be a little overkill.
Hello,
not.
Don and Mike show.
Well, believe me, I just want to tell that guy, I'm screaming on the inside.
And I believe that with you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure about you, Buzz.
Well, you know, I have that history with Toya, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd go to war with Mike.
Yes,
right. But frankly, I don't know, Buzz. I don't know, Buzz.
Back at you, buddy.
I don't know.
Not today, Buzz.
Not today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
D.Y.'s exploiting fat bastard. I caught the birthday show the other day. You're sunk to a new low.
There's an angry man on the line. There's an angry caller.
Are you?
Frida is going to wise up one day. Then I'm going to move right in like a bad case of the flu.
Haven't you called before about my wife?
I have called before about your wife.
Mr. John, this is influenza. This is influenza calling right now.
Hey, and Leslie, Buzz.
Yes.
Stop those zeros. You're the hero, man. You make that show.
No, that's not true.
And Buzz also.
Let me tell you, Buzz was telling me just the other day that he loves it when callers like you say that, too.
Yeah, well, he exploits other people's wives. At least he's got that going for him.
No, I really don't do that.
Oh, yes, you do.
Really never did.
Ladies and gentlemen, influenza on the line here.
How you doing, Ann?
Fine. Don, the show the other day was pitiful, man. I was so hurt by the fact that your wife actually had to fake enjoying that stripper.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you listen to it if it was so hurtful to you?
It hurt my feelings to know that you would sink to that low of a level.
Why did you listen to it then?
Well, I was drunk.
So many are.
Yeah, he was right. Drunk.
Touché.
That's right. Unlike today when he's sober.
Goodbye. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, buddy.
How's it going?
Going great, thank you.
I kind of like got a secret sound guess. It's kind of a phony one, though.
Oh, is it a joke?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, kind of, sort of.
You know, we hate jokes.
No, it's not really a joke. I actually figured it out the first time I heard it. It's
what is that sound in the background there?
Oh, it's my son.
Is he all right?
I think so. You okay? Yeah, he's okay. It's Ahern's pulling Benoit balls out of his ass.
That's not bad. What do you have your son tied to a tree or something right now?
Well, I'm trying to keep him under control, yes.
Go ahead. What's going on there? How old is he?
He'll be 2 in November.
Oh, okay.
Let him go. Really. Let him run free.
Okay.
Let him go.
You're on your own, son. All right, fellas.
Hear that, Rob?
Yeah.
Just imagine.
That's 2 years, Rob.
2 years from now, that happy sound in your house.
Here, let me get it closer for him. Hold on.
Someday.
Make noise.
Make noise. Hey, Rob, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What time on average, really, on an average Saturday, what time do you sleep till?
About 8.
8, okay. So you're up early. All right, that'll be all right.
Listen to this kid on the phone. little Johnny Robitussin on the phone.
That's right. Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Oh, if it's a girl, I was going to name it Nell.
little JR, little Johnny Robitussin.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dennis, he pulls the trigger as soon as his kid became the subject.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
He got out of there real quick.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to call Don and Mike, but I'm going to give you some more of that yummy syrup now. Hello, Don and Mike.
I love that.
Pardon me? Was that what I thought it was?
I farted.
Was that really a fart?
I taped that after Don's show of farting.
Oh, so that was not a spontaneous fart.
No, but I really wanted to play it.
Could we hear it again?
Oh, hold on. Let me rewind it.
Better, except I wasn't fast enough for the microphone.
Oh, was that my fart?
No, that was me.
So this guy farted.
Hold on.
Well, I hear us in the background.
Yeah, it's after you.
Pardon me? I don't follow this.
He was taping the show, and he stopped the tape to tape his own fart.
Yes, and then he...
Oh, all right.
I didn't play it again. Did you miss it?
No, play it again so we can hear it.
I played it again. But
no, you didn't.
Okay. Hold on. I'm setting it up. Okay.
I don't believe that that's a real fart.
You don't believe that?
No, you made that with your mouth.
I swear to God that was a real fart.
I don't believe you.
I put my butt up to this microphone right here.
You don't have a microphone.
On my tape recorder.
On your tape recorder?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I swear.
I think it's fixed.
That was a beautiful fart.
How come I didn't hear our show drop out at any point?
You did.
No, play it again. Play it again.
I'm playing it again. Hold on. I hate this. Okay,
just hit rewind and then play.
I'm doing that right now.
Sounds mouth. It sounds like a mouth.
That is not a mouth.
No, listen. Do me a favor. Just play the tape one time and shut up. Let me hear it go from our show to where you supposedly recorded your fart, back to where it goes back to our show.
In the background when I recorded the fart, though, but it is in between two different shows. I'll play it again.
The best cigars on the planet, egars.com.
Those guys over at egars now are high-fiving each other.
Hello, Don and myself, a BJ. It's like...
I love everyone.
Nice.
There's a window. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's very difficult. The quality of the sound, it's very difficult. Did he hang up?
No, he's still there.
Right here.
No, it was just, it's just a crappy quality tape. I really don't know what you're doing with that. So you, what you did is you recorded your own fart.
Yeah, because it felt like a really, really good one coming on.
All right. And do you stand by that fart? Do you think it was a good one?
Did it, I stand by that very much, actually.
All right, so it came out as good as you expected it.
Yeah, it did.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye, baby.
He's called
that
before.
Guy?
Yeah, it was that guy. He's trouble.
That guy.
Big Hello. Trouble.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, you like Wendy's?
Wendy's the hamburger place?
Yeah.
Bing, is there a sponsor of ours? Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, he's not in your mouth.
He must be punished.
I can't. No, he gets
it's
a
been
pass.
A while. It's
he gets a
while.
Pass on that one.
Really? Put these
pass.
Nuts really? In your mouth.
Yeah, he gets a pass.
Right.
Not really, boss.
Oh, okay.
Not really. I had to say that because he did make us laugh for a
he
moment.
He did. Absolutely. Totally spontaneous because we were caught by surprise.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don't start.
How you doing?
Hi, great.
I didn't expect y'all to pick up. I expect to get Toy or somebody.
Right.
Hey, what's the website address?
What website?
The one you're all putting the pregnant pictures on.
I don't know if they're up yet. It's www.XPOSED.com. Oh, they're up right now?
Yes,
the pictures are up right now.
XTOS.
XPOSED.
2XPOSED.com.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Hello, Charles. Oh,
wait.
Charlie with a fart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep rubbing your ass against that microphone.
That's
though.
Terrific, though.
Can I go home?
Just more traditional.
What, did you just crap your pants?
I may have.
You might have really? Had an accident?
I think.
Are you serious?
It feels a little bit warm.
Oh, God.
You really think you crapped your pants?
Yeah.
Ah, no.
Take off your underpants.
No, I don't want to be a homo.
No.
I don't want to see like your genitals.
He ought to go check.
I'll go check.
Okay, check right now. Go in the other room and check.
Yes, please.
See if you crapped your pants.
He's going to check in here.
Are you going to check with your hand?
I'm about to barf.
You're going to check with his hand to see if he crapped his pants.
Oh, this is...
He was trying to fart.
Oh,
are you putting your...
Oh,
shit. God, he pulled out his thumb. Did you just put your thumb up your own ass?
Not up my ass.
Oh,
but
my
did you put
God.
Your thumb right by your ass, though? On my underwear, yeah.
Oh, my God. You have amazed me today. You have truly amazed me today.
Everything okay up there?
No.
Really?
No, lunch was violent.
Really? What did you have for lunch?
Some sauce.
Some sauce?
You saw it? You
oh, that yeah, that chicken dish you had.
Yeah.
It looked horrible.
That
chicken looked like little pieces of pumpkin.
So you thought it was a little piece of pumpkin coming out.
Yeah.
So you thought you had a fart for us, but in actuality.
I didn't let them go in production.
Okay, beautiful.
There was wanted to find out from you if you had heard from Homo Joe about the beach house pictures.
Yeah, like he called me at home about it.
Well,
no, I've not heard a word
from him.
I thought you told me that he called you, was it a couple days ago, and said that he was bringing them down?
It was about a week ago. He said he had pictures he was going to send to me, and
see,
I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm worried.
Yeah, me too.
I'm worried. I want to hear from
Homo
Joe. Yes, I'm worried about Homo Joe.
I've left messages.
You know, he's all over the place. You never know where he's going to be on a given evening. And I swear to God, he's in somebody's barn.
He's spread thin.
Okay. Oh, God. So are you.
Get out of here. All right. Thank you, Charlie.
That was a lovely exercise, though.
Thank you. You should have seen him. He opens up the fly on his pants.
Right. Reaches down behind himself and then, like, pulls out his thumb.
And
he pulls it out of a pie.
Shows his thumb to show us that there's no fecal matter on his thumb.
That's right. And said,
thank
what a
God.
Good boy am I. Thank God there wasn't.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Frightening man.
Listen, we got to do a couple of real quick love connections.
All right.
Because, well, we're planning on Homo Joe leading the bus trip to Paramount's King's Dominion.
If we can find him.
Yeah. Next Wednesday.
Okay.
Next Wednesday is the day we have tickets right now to go to Paramount's King's Dominion on Don and Mike Day, Wednesday, June 21st, when you get into the park and ride all the rides all day long, FRWE, five-finger discount.
You voted Homo Joe your leader.
And you get to go on the Homo Joe Anal Express the big brown bus going up to Paramount's King's Dominion. Check out their new Nickelodeon Central with five new attractions.
Now where is Homo Joe?
That's like a Where's Waldo game.
Absolutely.
So we're working on the assumption, and remember, you can't spell assumption without A-S-S.
Hi.
We're working on the assumption, or is there only one S in assumption?
Two.
Yeah, assumption.
Assumption.
We're working on the assumption Homo Joe's going. If you'd like to go on the bus to King's Dominion, right now we are looking for, here's the categories, either lesbian couples.
Okay.
Happily married couples.
Mm-hmm.
Or divorcees who want to be hooked up with other divorcees.
Okay. Uh-huh. So now are you looking for lesbian couples?
Yes, lesbian couples only.
All right.
Happily married couples only. And as a wild card, if you're a divorced man or a divorced woman,
we'll hook you up.
Call us up. And we'll take the first out of each of those categories and give you a couple of seats on the bus to King's Dominion right now. So we're looking for a lesbian couple, a happily married straight couple, and a divorced guy and a divorced girl.
Fantastic.
If you can go with Homo Joe to King's Dominion, Don and Mike's Day at Paramount's King's Dominion, next Wednesday, June 21st, call us right now on the toll-free at 877-365-3636. And when we get back, we'll also talk about this ridiculous Homer Simpson barbecue grill.
Barbecue. Okay.
When we come right back. Listen, girls, we only need one happily married couple. They've already put two up on the screen.
No, we need just one.
Which one of them called first, line three or line four?
Now they're going to communicate with you with the computer.
No, they're not.
No, it's not going to happen. Well,
nope, there they just did.
Okay, we'll get out the list of rules again.
Line number four is gone. Hello?
I was going to tell you who was first. It was Mike from Baltimore. It was the first happily married man.
Beautiful. Okay.
Excellent.
One of each. Now, then a couple of lesbos, and then also a divorced man and a divorced woman.
You got it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just remember to be gentle with your criticism.
We will be right back.
Here's the story of a girl.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
So sad.
I think we got almost everybody for this bus trip.
Excellent.
Mike just needs a divorced woman.
Ah, very good.
That might be it. Let's first start with the happily married couple. Is this the guy from Baltimore? Hello?
Hello.
Don Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Are you the guy from Baltimore?
Yes, I am.
Happily married?
Yes, sir.
How long?
I've been married for a year and a half.
Oh, a newlywed.
Oh, well, Jesus, you still like her then.
I went through a four-year marriage before that, so it was an extremely unhappily married marriage.
So this is your second marriage?
This is my second marriage.
Beautiful. You and your wife will be going to King's Dominion with the late Homo Joe.
Yes, who has not checked in.
On Wednesday, June 21st, that's a week from tomorrow, for Don and Mike Day at the Park. Have a great time.
I will.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on. Now, we also have our lesbian couple, I think.
Fantastic.
Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Welcome. You a card-carrying lesbian?
Yes.
Beautiful.
She hesitated because she was really looking for the card.
Well, no, because I'm nervous.
Oh, no need to be nervous. And you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Is she the husband or the wife?
Neither.
Neither. Right, you
we're,
switch?
We're both cutesy girls.
So let me ask you, are you Ellen or are you Anne?
I would probably be Anne.
Good for you.
Wow. Really? So you would lean more towards the lipstick variety of lesbian?
Yes. We're not butch at all.
Ah. Beautiful. Well, you and your significant other, what's her name?
Tina.
Tina. Carrie and Tina, you're on the bus to King's Dominion next Wednesday.
Okay, and my birthday is on Tuesday, so it's a good birthday present, too.
It works out. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hold on.
We've always found the lesbians just love the amusement parks.
Okay, so now we got the happily married couple, the straight couple.
Right.
We've got the lesbian couple.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a divorced guy who we have to hook up with a divorced girl.
So he's going to have to sell himself a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Who is this?
Hello, my brothers. Ken.
Hi, Ken. Where are you from?
Falls Church, Virginia.
How long have you been divorced?
About 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Had any significant relationships since the time of the divorce?
One or two.
Why did she divorce you?
I divorced her.
That's the right answer.
Excellent job.
That's the right. I tried to bait you into an answer there.
There you go.
Why did you divorce her?
Weight gain.
Oh.
We found the sensitive guy.
Oh, my God.
We found Johnny Sensatore.
So she got fat and you divorced her?
Well, that wasn't the only reason, but yeah, that was a significant factor.
So I take it from that answer, it was not exactly the happiest of divorces.
It was okay.
How fat did she get that you had to divorce her?
Gained about 50 pounds, I guess.
Wow. Let me tell you something, guys.
50 pounds?
If you're going into court and you're looking to get that alimony reduced, that's what you tell the judge. Uh-huh. You say, I'm divorcing her because of weight gain.
50 pounds.
50. Wow. How tall was the woman?
5'2".
5'2".
That's a lot of weight on a 5'2 frame.
So what was her total weight when you divorced her because she was fat?
160.
Were there any other reasons besides simply the weight gain? Because, you know, sometimes women can get really fat and still be very nice people.
Just boredom. Boredom, lack of...
Listen, I'm just going to put this line on hold because I know that no woman, divorced or otherwise, is going to call to go to the amusement park with this
Johnny Shallow.
Come on.
I'm just going to put you on hold.
I tell you what I'd love to do is force him to go with a big fat woman, you know, single or divorced. You know?
How about that, Kev?
That's fine. That's fine.
And maybe handcuff him to that woman for the day.
I just don't want to be married to one.
Amen. I think that's a great idea. Would you go with a big woman if we got one for you?
Absolutely.
Hey, but really, I'm serious. We have handcuffs, real handcuffs. We'll handcuff her to you for the day.
That's no problem.
I mean, you'll have to go on every roller coaster, every ride, every amusement.
Every food stand?
Absolutely.
She better not be too big. She won't fit in the ride.
Oh, Christ. He's just begging us.
I want to tell you, you must be one handsome son of a bitch to be talking like this. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Ken?
They tell me Mike Piazza.
Oh,
the guy from the Mets?
Yeah.
We look like a Goomba, man?
Ernie Irvin.
No, we'll leave it with Mike Piazza.
Yeah, Mike Piazza's good. Hold on, I'll just leave you there until some fat girl calls who wants to go to the amusement park.
Bigger the better, ladies.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I mean, sloppy fat, really, to show this guy, to make his day a living hell.
Sloppy militant fat.
Yeah, right.
Like big time, super deluxe fat and proud of it.
And a girl with lots of gas.
Yes.
Like, so she farts all the way up to the amusement park with this guy.
Kind of girl that's going to, like, have her arm around him all day. Hey!
And incidentally, for this girl, whoever the fat girl is who calls, I'm going to throw in $100 cash.
You the man.
Yeah. So that she can buy
you the man
as many food products as she likes.
Excellent.
At King's Dominion.
Fantastic.
Go crazy.
Just stuff yourself all day.
Corn dogs.
Yeah, but don't give anything to Ken.
Cotton candy.
That's right.
Oh, hold on. Might have a big girl right here. Hello, is this a big girl?
Yeah.
How big are you, baby?
160.
Yeah. 160.
But I'm 5'2", just like his ex-wife.
160 is not, no, it's not good enough.
Yeah, but that's the weight that he just divorced, though.
Yeah, I agree, Rob, but we want a 300-pounder, Don.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to get a 300-pounder. Let me leave Chrissy on hold, just in case.
Okay,
can you hold on, Chrissy?
Yes, I can.
All right, thank you.
Okay. You don't have confidence that we can pull a 300-pounder out of the water right now as we go fishing?
Even with all of us pulling?
You know, with all, we use the best lures that we can. You threw in that $100 lure.
This guy is a real a-hole, though.
He is, and that's why what we're looking for is the militant fat woman. You know, the woman who is angry about being fat and angry about people with Ken's attitude.
Right.
A woman that would want to punish Ken.
I don't know. There's got to be a woman with an awful lot of self-esteem.
There are women with an awful lot of balls. Absolutely.
That's all I know. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, is Kathy Whiteside married? Somebody call Oldies 100 and find out if Kathy Whiteside's married. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi. You a big girl?
Yeah, I actually am.
No, it's a guy.
You're a guy.
Not quite. Well, I mean, I'm a transvestite.
You are not.
Wouldn't that count?
No, liar.
Not a chance.
Liar,
you're not a transvestite. Absolutely not.
I'm 285 pounds, though.
Liar.
I'm going to just leave Chrissy on hold.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Unless we come up with a better factor. Oops, let me see who this is. Maybe this is a fatter girl. Hello?
Hello?
Absolutely not. Who is this?
This is Dave.
Dave, why are you calling?
I didn't think the guy you're talking to was going to make it this far anyway, so I thought I would call back again.
See, he thought we were going to throw back Ken. Are you
right? I figured you were going to throw him back for sure right from the beginning.
Oh, you're a divorced guy too, right?
Yeah, I'm a divorced guy too.
All right, well, just go away.
Yeah. Go away.
Sorry. Bye-bye. Thank you.
I get plenty on my own, so.
All right, good. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right now we're trying to punish Ken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You know, if you really want to reel in a 500-pounder, offer a dollar per pound. Then you'll really get them calling in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the help.
A dollar per pound.
On Mike's show.
Would I be getting correctly if it said that what you're looking for this guy is basically Mimi from the Drew Carey show?
Bigger.
Yeah, except bigger.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, big and tall, too. Like 6'8" and 300.
You know what? Oh, yeah. If only she was straight. Mm-hmm. Like Cheryl the Big Dyke.
I was thinking that too. Cheryl was the woman I had in my mind.
All right, here's a girl bigger than Chrissy. Kathy?
Yeah.
Hi, honey. How big are you?
I'm 5'7 and 190.
5'7, 190. We're getting closer. Yeah. If only you were 5'2 and 190.
Oh, sorry.
You know, not big enough.
Oh.
But then again,
I've never heard that before. My mother would be so happy.
Yeah, we really want, you had said it for sloppy fat.
Yeah.
Like really sloppy fat.
Do you think you're sloppy fat?
No.
Your name is Kathy?
Uh-huh.
Is your last name Whiteside? You know, I gotta stop doing that.
No, but it starts with a W.
You gotta stop doing that, because nobody besides us knows who Kathy Whiteside is.
No, I'm sorry, don't listen to that station.
You boys even brought in pictures one day.
Yeah. But if you want to know, go to oldies100.com.
There you go.
Man.
Wow.
Big oldies.
Mm-hmm. Pull back a thumb after you. Never mind. Do the Broyhill test on her.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You think John Kim's divorced? He'd go great with the fat woman.
No.
No, come on.
Stop it.
We just want to punish this one guy, Ken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, listen, hey, I got a question for you.
If we don't get the turbo fatty calling, we're going to have to go with Chrissy.
I wish all the guys would stop calling so we'd have some room for our big women.
If you want a fat girl, you know, she won't be able to fit in any of their eyes.
Sure she will.
Sure. Yeah. Don't you think that fat people can go to amusement parks, too?
They won't be able to fit in roller coasters. The shots won't fit on them, man.
Sure they will, man.
Oh, come on.
No, no, come on, man.
All right, love your show.
All right, F you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Oh, you are not a
fan. I'm 5'2", and I weigh 320 pounds.
You are not. I'm just going to go with this
one. One big, fat, sloppy woman.
Listen, unless a fatter woman calls, and then we'll give Chrissy an extra spot on the bus.
Excellent.
But I really do think there's something poetic about the fact that she's exactly the dimensions of the woman that he divorced.
Fantastic.
Ken?
Yes.
This is Chrissy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Ken.
Chrissy.
Chrissy, not Christy. Oh, Ken, Mr. Sensitive, at least pay attention and get the name right.
Hi, Chrissy.
She's 5'2", and she weighs exactly what your ex-wife weighed when you divorced her.
That's perfect. As long as she doesn't stop giving me sex.
Oh, that was there too, Ken?
Oh, yeah.
So even though she gained 50 pounds, you still pursued your wife for sex and you didn't have a sexual relationship?
Oh, absolutely pursued.
So you mean, even though your wife gained 50 pounds, she wouldn't have sex with you?
Yeah, I didn't like taking her clothes off kind of thing.
Okay, so actually the talking about her weight right at the beginning was a little anger on your part.
Oh, right? Yeah, probably right, yeah. But Chrissy sounds nice.
Right. She's going to be real nice when you're handcuffed to her all day next Wednesday.
That's right.
And Chrissy, we're giving you $100 and really want you to go crazy. As much as you can possibly eat.
Mm-hmm.
Go on the rides. You know, induce vomiting. Anything. Because you're going to be handcuffed to this guy all day.
Chrissy, whatever you do, it's your decision. It's not going to be Ken's. Anything,
okay.
Ken does not make the decisions on what rides you go on, what
I
food
can drag
stands.
Him everywhere.
You can drag him wherever you want to go. You're in charge.
Although, you know what? I would have a side bet right now for anybody in this room that this guy, Ken, never shows.
Oh, I'd say there's a good chance.
I'll bet anybody. I don't think there's a chance that he has the balls to show up.
Ken?
Oh, come on.
Ken, what's the... Oh, come on. See, that sounded suspect right there, too.
I'll be there.
I don't believe it.
I'll be there.
I don't believe you. But we'll find out next Wednesday. That's the beauty of the show. That's, to quote Frank Ahern on something he didn't write, that is the radio drama that
Absolutely.
Is the Don and Mike show.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, Chrissy, you're a wonderful sport. Hold on a second, please.
Thank you.
And Ken, you miserable a-hole. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Divorce a woman because she gained 50 pounds. God damn, if that's the case, Frieda would have divorced me. Like after we've been married for 3 years.
Christ. Yes, Mr. Sensor. Well, you heard that although she had gained the weight, Kim was still, he wanted some sugar.
She still couldn't tap that.
Right.
Couldn't tap a fat girl.
Maybe she was repelled by Ken.
Bingo.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, this is Renee from Fairfax.
Oh, now all the fatties are calling.
Well, no, they... I'm not fat, but I am calling to say that I was at King's Dominion last week, and there is a weight restriction on the ride.
What is the weight restriction?
I don't know. It says there's a sign on the rides that say if you're overweight, you may not be able to ride this ride.
Well, no, that's overweight or you have a heart condition.
No, it said overweight. You may not fit into this ride.
Here comes our expert on overweight.
No, believe me, I know about this. Usually, as long as you have a chest under 50 inches, you're okay.
Hello, Angela?
Yep, that's Baby. Me.
Now, hold on.
I'm a big, fat, black woman.
Hold on. We might be replacing Chrissy now.
Very good.
Because it says on the screen...
Replacing Chrissy, but Chrissy still gets to go on the bus.
Yeah, Chrissy still gets to go. Angela is a big, fat, black, militant woman.
Fantastic.
Is that that's how I like my...
240 pounds.
That's how I like my black... 240
pounds.
That's how I like...
There we go.
Hold on, Angela. Hey, guess what, Whitey? Hey, guess what, Whitey?
I heard.
Yep, here she is. Angela, say hi to your new date.
Hello.
Hi, Angie.
How are you?
Hello?
Hello.
Ken, Angela's speaking to you.
I didn't quite hear. Was that 340 or 240?
240.
240. And how tall are you, Angela?
5'6".
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, baby.
Angela, I'm going to give you $100 also.
Great.
To
thank
buy
you.
As much food as you want on the trip next
week.
Oh,
I will.
Now I will double bet anybody.
No,
this guy,
now.
Ken, will never show. He'll never show now. Absolutely not.
Ken, are you planning on showing up and tell us the truth?
I am planning on showing up.
Okay.
How much you want to bet right now that this guy, he'll be one of the last minute callers. Hey, Don and Mike, it's Ken. I really wanted to go, but I just couldn't get the day off work.
That's right.
Ken?
Yes?
Ken, tell us something that'll make us believe that you're going to show up.
What can I say? I'll be there.
Don't stand me up, Ken.
What time? Where? I mean, I didn't get that info yet. Right.
Just count on having the entire day next Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, I can have that. That's no problem.
You can take the whole day off on Wednesday?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Hold on. Angela, love you lots. Hold on, please. Hold on, honey.
There you go. 56240. That will be a fine companion.
Perfect. Yeah, we got a bigger one, but she's calling from South Carolina.
Oh, she is?
Well, we just want to say hi to her anyway. Hi, Clarissa.
Hi.
Oh, this is
a guy.
A guy. Come
this
on.
A guy.
Hi. I'm not a man. I'm a 85-pound black woman.
Come on, this is like Martin Lawrence.
Hey, maybe it is a woman.
Yeah, it's a woman.
It is a woman.
Why'd you drop the F-bomb?
Because I'm a 385-pound black woman.
Are you really?
Is this a man or a woman? And don't drop any more F-bombs.
I'm a woman.
You're a woman.
I'm a woman.
Crazy.
Are you a black woman?
Yeah, I'm a black woman.
How much do you weigh, honey?
I weigh 385 pounds.
Wow.
I don't know if it's true or not.
I don't either.
Were you eating when you got on the line?
Yeah, I added that for extra added effect. Do you like that?
Acting. You're not really 385 pounds.
Actually, I'm 110 pounds.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Goodbye, supermodel.
Thanks.
Drop the F-bomb on me, please. Yeah. Go stick a feather down your throat.
Man, you get all up in my grill.
Goddamn supermodel.
Goddamn, bitch.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay.
Weird. Yeah. Scary.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See
you. We got all up in our grill.
I think Broyho got all up in his grill a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, he's got the thumbs to prove it.
All right, so we have, in fact, the divorced guy who's going out with a woman turns out not to be divorced, but she's what he deserves.
Yes, 240-pound Angela.
We have the straight couple and the lesbian couple. Beautiful. The trip is next Wednesday to King's Dominion. Let's hope to God that Homo Joe is alive. We will be right back.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
I wanted to take you up on your bet about Ken not showing up.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Not a chance that guy will show up.
I'm thinking he wants to go just for those lesbians.
Yeah, so you really think that Ken wants to go?
Oh, yeah. I think he wants to hook up with the lesbians, and he's willing to pay whatever price he can.
I think he wanted to go originally when we put out the call for divorced men and divorced women.
Right.
I don't know where you're getting this lesbian thing from that he wants to...
I'm just thinking about men and the root of what they really want.
That men love lesbians?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you're on. So. I'll bet you there's no way that guy shows.
I'm willing to bet you.
What do you do if you lose the bet, ma'am? What are you willing to do?
What am I willing to do?
Uh-huh,
oh,
yes.
Goodness.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Oh, so you didn't think it through, huh?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
What a disappointment.
Yeah.
Duh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What, Robbie?
If she was husky, she might have thought that through better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a question for you. I was looking at the website at the pictures of Charlie.
Oh, of Charlie's ass? Yeah.
Well, no, not particularly his ass, but why he shaved his chest.
You have to click on his ass to see the pictures of his birthday party, right?
I didn't get anywhere near his ass.
Sure you did.
No. Listen, I've been on the site, www.2xoby.
I've been on the site. You have to go through his ass to get to the other pictures.
Right.
And I don't normally get to the other pictures.
Well, there's pictures of Charlie there, and he shaves his chest with, like, that Don Johnson razor to just leave stubble. What's up with that?
All right. I don't know.
Homo!
I'm not aware that Charlie does shave his chest. Would he like to answer those charges?
Get him in there and bust his balls a little.
I'd rather bust the balls of a guy who looks so closely at a very small picture of Charlie Boyhill on the internet. And
the girls in the picture I'm looking at.
No, come on, Ed. Tell the truth. You have a fascination with Charlie Boyhill.
Absolutely not.
And his very smooth skin.
It's not smooth, though. It's like stubble. Why would you do that?
Why do men have such trouble admitting that they're attracted to other men? That's what I'd like to know.
Mike, I don't. I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. You're gorgeous. Right back at you. And I like the casual Nike thing. You get that at the Nike store?
Sure did.
Man, it's flattering. What is your problem, pal?
No problem.
All right.
Just a simple question for you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. You are so gay. Look in the mirror. You'll figure it out.
In Buzz's shirt. Jesus, break me off a piece of that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
What's more funny, that guy going with that fat chick is what he's going to be thinking about when he's getting on those rides every time. Oh, are we going to crash? Oh, my God.
Oh, right, because you're so fat.
Falling off that thing.
Right. Thank you, my friend. Well, it's going to be a moot point. He's not going to show.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
I know Angela. She worked with me in Rockville.
Oh, you mean the big, fat, black, militant woman?
Absolutely. You have got the perfect specimen. Angela's really a sweet person.
Hold on. I'm going to have to put you on hold.
She sounds great.
A newsbreaker is on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Newsbreaker.
This is very exciting.
On the phone. Let me break into the show now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Homo Joe here is alive.
Oh, thank God. Where the hell have you been?
I've had, I told you about the medical stuff I was going through.
No, you didn't.
No.
Oh, I didn't tell you?
No.
I had some medical things. I have to have surgery. And
not on your anus, I hope.
No, not there. But, but I have to have some surgery, so I've been doing that kind of stuff and taking care of some personal stuff that had to be taken care of out of state.
Oh, Joe. Okay.
So, I am alive and well, unfortunately.
Is it serious surgery?
It could be. We'll see.
Really?
Oh, Joe.
But
it's nothing you caught, is it?
No. It could be like one of those tumors, that could be with the big C, but we'll see.
You have to have a biopsy?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
So, but I'm okay. I'm thinking positive. It's going to be all right.
Good. Well, Joe, I didn't know you were going
to die, young
daughter,
Mike. I'm not good.
Oh, Joe. That bums me out.
Some credit. He is honest. Jesus.
Yes,
when
he is.
When he had that guy that was pursuing him and was trying to chase him down,
right.
He talked about that. He talked about, you got more balls than I do, Joe.
Well, look, life is short. You live it each day and you enjoy each day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel.
Well, I hope everything's all right.
Oh, it will be, and I will get my computer back from the court. It's supposed to be here tonight, so I'll be able to download this picture, so I'm sorry about taking so long on that.
The computer back from the court?
Because the stalker was stalking the computer.
That's right, because they had to take all your information from that stalker that was sending you nasty emails.
Right, which they got prosecuted in their serving
time. Oh, my God, your life.
Oh, brother.
There's some good things on, so we're getting there.
Well, listen, on a happier note, have you had any nice Peruvian butt sex recently?
Not only did I have nice Peruvian, but I had a postal worker who was I hadn't seen in 30 years. It was a guy that I grew up with across the street.
Really? A neighbor?
A neighbor, yeah. And
must have been in the water in your neighborhood.
When you knew him 30 years ago, were you gay 30 years ago?
Well, we played around, but we didn't know that was gay.
Oh, fantastic. So you're just exploring each other's bodies.
Right, back then, and now we look at the back and laugh about all that stuff that went on.
Sure.
It's scary.
That's pretty good. So, I mean, do you think there's a future with this guy?
Well, he wants to make it a future.
Really?
Huh. Well, long-distance relationships are kind of hard. You know how they go.
Joe thinks that every guy he beds wants to have a future with.
Well, this is somebody you'll have to prove yourself to because they already know you.
That's right.
That's the scary stuff.
Well, Joe, so glad to hear that you, in fact, are not, as Mike was theorizing,
dead,
tied up in a barn somewhere.
I was out in Wichita.
Wow, yeah. That's
great. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
So I'm looking forward to Wednesday and taking all the groups down, and we'll have some fun.
Good, and as soon as you get your computer out of court...
Which should be tonight, and I should be uploading them tomorrow.
Good. Get us those beach house pictures, because people are calling us about it.
Yeah, because I have them on a digital camera. I just didn't know if I could do it. I couldn't do it at work, because you know how that is.
And right, you're all set to go on the trip to King's Dominion, even with the tumor?
Yep, I got all the clearances for all that stuff. I'm ready to go.
Very good.
When do you have to have this stuff done?
July, before my birthday, July 7th. So I was going to hope to have another fun show down at the studio, but I have the surgery on the 7th, so unfortunately that won't happen.
Is it a huge deal, the surgery?
I mean,
is it kind of invasive where they... I don't want to, like, get pry too much, but I have to know, is it something where... Is it outpatient surgery?
We're going to try it that way. Otherwise, I'll be inpatient.
No, we're all thinking the same thing. We might as well just ask.
Is it large enough? Should we save a seat on the bus for your tumor?
No, it's not that big. It's about the size of a golf ball.
Is it... that's a big one, Joe.
Yeah. It's inside my stomach.
It's inside your stomach.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, we'll pray for you. Hope for the best.
Okay. Don't worry. Enough. Look, I'm positive. I've called early. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, well, that's good.
So there we go. So don't be depressed. I'm happy.
Well, good. And it didn't stop him from effing the mailman last
night. There you go. Absolutely.
Nothing stops that kind of stuff.
Very, very good.
A gay man never gets this down on his back.
What? Jesus, Joe.
Who knows?
Listen, I tell you what. When it's okay, after you've had it, after they cut it out of you, you know, bring it in and we'll give it away on the show.
Okay, there you go.
Excellent. After you're okay.
Okay, sounds like you might even want to broadcast it. Since the doctor is a fan of the show, you might even want to broadcast the surgery with the tape.
Oh, Joe, that's a little too much.
Yeah, too heavy.
You know, too real life or death-ish.
I'm just saying it's an opportunity.
If you have a tape recorder in there, you could bring in tape recorder. Then if everything's okay, you can play the tape.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe if everything's not okay, we'll just hold on to the tape till our ratings are really bad.
Then
one day we'll pull it out. We'll say...
Holla Jack Diamond.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our ratings get real bad. We'll play the Homo Joe Cancer tape.
There you go.
One day just to pull like a giant 15 share.
We'll all be praying for you, Joe. Absolutely.
I'm thinking positive. I'm not even worried about it.
Good. Very good.
Damn it. You're an honest man, Joe.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, my life's out there.
Not me, man.
Way out there.
If that's me... I'm hiding it. Nobody knows.
Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The only thing I had to fight with my daughter about is like the dog and my cat getting money if anything happened to me, you know.
Oh, give some to your daughter, Joe.
I'm giving her some, but I said the dog.
Joe, why would you give animals money,
Joe?
Because I want them to be taken care of if something should ever happen. You don't have to do that.
Oh, Joe.
All right.
So the dogs and cats. How much in your will are you leaving your dog and your cat?
$100.
$100?
$100,000.
Joe!
Man.
Joe, that is so gay.
Joe, that is wrong.
Is it really?
Your dog can't spend that much.
God,
no,
Joe.
But it will, Mike, that's
not gay. That's just nuts.
Well, it's just take care of them until their death, and then it goes to a charity.
$100,000.
Oh, so most of it goes to a charity.
Yeah, most of it goes to a charity.
No, give your daughter the money.
No, listen.
Well, my daughter's getting a lot of money, trust me.
All right.
You know, leave your dog $10.
Well, that wouldn't feed her. She eats a lot.
Jesus, Joe. I swear, you are as queer as a $4 bill.
Well, at least I'm not having a gay funeral and having a casket and all that kind of stuff for my dogs. I don't do that, at least.
That's good. You're not going to take the dogs with you.
No.
On your funeral pyre.
No, I won't do that. But
that's not going to happen, Joe. I'm thinking positively, too.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Christ. I'd love to be one of Joe's animals.
You said your news update.
All right, Joe's alive, everybody.
I'm alive and waiting for Wednesday. We'll have lots of fun and lots of broadcasts.
And you got balls to talk about that. That's
sure
good.
Do.
I know it's probably weighing heavily on you.
Much like
that Peruvian guy did a few years ago.
There you go. That's the one that's weighing heavy on me.
All right, Joe. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Okay, talk to you later.
Get us those pictures.
I will do.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
I hope he's around for a good long time.
Me too.
Wow. Man, oh man.
I bet his dog doesn't.
I know. His dog's going, $100,000 for me.
Party. Okay. Thank you, Joe. Mm. And again, I would say to that idiot at the Post,
where do you get more drama than the Don and Mike show?
That's it. In the 1928 Radio Theater.
Nothing's more dramatic than this show. Jesus, our prayers go out to Homo Joe.
Amen.
Buzzy.
Yes.
It's time for the news and the comments now.
Yes.
In a world where only
owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There's Buzz.
He made it up.
So, are you making up tonight, Buzz?
No, I didn't make this up. Somebody call Aunt B. Andy's had a heart attack.
Oh. What a day.
Oh, wow.
I can't take anymore.
And the headline, just keep coming.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news
everybody.
And comments.
Stay tuned.
Coming
up comment.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Woo!
That was very
angioplasty professional.
This outrageous, if you please. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, everybody, on tomorrow's episode, we're going to finish getting the survivors for Friday's Big Tom Gavin Survivor Show.
That'll be fun.
Lots of excitement about that program. All-day show on Friday. 16 people, two teams of eight, spending 4 hours in a room with Tom Gavin.
Wow. And, you know, just taking on all sorts of different challenges.
Performing the different challenges, voting everybody out of the group until one person is left. That is Friday. We have a wide variety of people already. We will expand on that list tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the return of the Daily Radio drama As the Ahearns Turn.
Yes, who knows what adventures the young boy Frank Ahearns will endure.
Also tomorrow, Chuck Stossel on movies and a letter from his number one fan, Pat Morse from Sacramento.
Well, it's about time, Pat Morse.
As the World Ahearns.
That's right.
That's the name of it. Thank you, Robbie. And Buzz, your lead story tonight should not be Andy of Mayberry.
No.
Your lead story tonight should be who left jizz in the toilet?
We do think there's some sort of bodily fluid. It's either shredded toilet paper or it's human dissolved.
There's only one way
to find out.
I went to the bathroom, and Mike was at the urinal,
mm-hmm.
so I went to the next stall, mm-hmm. and Buzz was standing in there.
And I always tell you, there's no need for you to do that when I'm at the urinal. Just come on over and we'll cross the street.
So I went to the third urinal, the stand-up, you know, the handicap stall.
The one you hate.
And I walked in there. I like it when I'm going to crap.
You hate it when you're going to pee.
I hate it. I'd rather use the urinal.
Too roomy.
So I go in there, and immediately I see something that is formed on the bottom of the toilet bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie, go take a look at it in stall number three.
Could it be a loogie?
Go look in stall three.
All right.
Because listen, the first thing I thought was jizz. And I called the boys over, and I said, hey, mm-hmm. come take a look at this. And right. Buzz looked immediately and said, it's what you think.
Yeah.
It's jizz.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And then I said to Mike, who would do that in the radio station and leave jizz inside the toilet? And
I said, Joe. Joe Ardinger. I don't know.
Mike,
and he knows I don't mean that. I'm just
Mike
joking.
I was making a funny,
of course. Right. Joe Ardinger wouldn't do that. There are a few people that would, though.
You know what? Don't we have a spoon or something? Wouldn't there be a way that we could spoon it out to find out, in fact,
I'm starting to get that queasy. I'm starting, yes. I think to find out
if it is paper or another substance.
I'd be willing to bet you that it's paper.
I'd be willing to bet you it's not paper. But just a dreidel.
But I mean, I'm not going to be able to check. I mean, you know what I mean? And no one's going to want to do that.
Well, Toya and Lisa would.
No!
I bet Lisa would. She would do anything we asked her to.
Oh, God.
She really would. What do you think? Head just took a look at that. What do you think, Head?
Well, it sure tastes like nonsense. I'm kidding, of course. I think it's paper, because the color is so uniform all around.
All right, send Lisa in with a stick or something.
That's a good idea, a stick.
A stick, a long
Here's
stick.
Here's your stick.
A long stick. Okay, oh, dear.
Hello, Lisa?
Are you serious?
Yeah, take a pencil.
Can I?
A pencil.
Where?
Come in the studio. I got
all
a pencil
right,
for
bye.
You.
Bye.
A pencil. Pencil's not going to be long enough.
Sure it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Her hands will get wet.
All right, okay. She might have to tape two pencils together.
That's
all right. Here you go, Lisa. Tape two pencils together. Then go in the bathroom. It's the handicap stall in the men's room.
In the men's room in the lobby right on here.
Yeah, and you can't miss it. And just spoon it around and see if it's paper or jizz.
Rob, are you coming in to make sure there's no...
Yeah, Rob, go ahead and guard.
Yeah, be the bodyguard.
Yeah, you can be the bodyguard.
You don't have to watch her do it, but just make sure nobody walks in.
Sure.
Okay, and then we'll give the definitive word.
Thanks,
Lisa. It'll be fine.
Because there was something. I couldn't go in that toilet.
It could be dissolved toilet paper. That's what I think it is.
Could be.
But, I mean, it was certainly an interesting geometric configuration.
Yeah. Sure was. It sure did look like little dollops of jizz.
And toilet paper doesn't usually sink to the bottom.
I'll tell you right now, it's a lot.
If it is. It's an awful lot.
Right. Yeah. There's one hell of a man.
Yes.
That works at this radio station.
Absolutely.
One hell of a man.
But why there? Why leave it there? Well, you never know.
There goes Robin Lisa down the
Very
hall.
Very good. We'll find out for sure.
With the puzzles, Buzz. Hold on your Andrea Mayberry.
Fair enough. This should be very quick, because once the stick touches it, they'll be able to tell.
No, and we have to know.
Because if it's like toilet paper, it will immediately dissolve. They'll be able to tell the paper.
You can just tell by looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And plus, with Lisa in there, I mean, I think we got a jizz expert.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out for sure.
We got Ms. Jizz in there. The Jizz Queen. Queen O' Jizz.
My God.
The Jister.
Oh, my God.
The Jizz Woman. The Woman of Jizzinia.
Yes.
Here she comes.
All right, we're going to find out now. It was very quick.
Yes.
Shocker.
Here the answer is.
We'll find out.
Lisa?
This is dramatic.
We have a drum roll.
Yeah. God, there's been so many dramatic moments.
Can we get the drum roll right now? Lisa will have the definitive answer.
My educated guess.
Yes.
Is that it definitely is toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Paper. What a relief.
Well, yeah, I am relieved, actually. I'm very relieved.
A lot of invention, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was a dreidel bed, anyway.
I know. Right. So. Did you taste it?
No! Stop you! Okay. So that's that.
Well, Buzz, don't you agree it sure didn't look like... It gave that appearance, yeah, absolutely.
First thing I thought, first thing Buzz thought.
Right off the bat.
What does that say about us?
Wouldn't it be floating? I don't know.
Might be floating.
Not if there was enough density to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, it's cold water, and who knows how much time has passed.
Density, it was Cal-El.
Yeah, right. Some of Superman's jizz.
Heavier than water.
Well, Superman's jizz would have broken the toilet.
Absolutely.
I mean, as soon as it hit the bottom of the toilet, it would have cracked it. It would have gone all the way down to China. Some Chinaman be looking up, and jizz is coming out of the... Coming on the ceiling of his house.
It'd be like a nuclear meltdown.
I mean, with Superman J.O.'s, they'd probably put, like, holes in his wall and stuff.
I would think so. Probably damage all the homes in the neighborhood.
You know.
He'd have to go straight up.
Right.
So nobody's hurt. So up the chimney.
What's happening? Kal-El's J.O.ing. Oh, my God. Watch out.
Not going to be safe. Because it would still come down at the same rate that it left him.
Ah, that's right. Right back into his house, smash his house.
He could take it, though.
Yeah,
he wouldn't like it, but he could take it.
Because he's, your biggest fan, Superman.
I know we've had this discussion.
Right.
But if Superman had sex, had intercourse with Lois Lane.
Right.
And, in fact, ejaculated inside Lois Lane.
My God.
Wouldn't he bust her wide open?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, really?
I suppose, but he might have control.
I would think he'd be able to hold back.
No, but it would be involuntary.
Right?
So thusly, he could never.
I mean, it would be like he might as well take a gun and put it between her legs and just shoot.
Mm-hmm.
To each his own.
That is a lovely thought.
So, I'm just talking...
That is the sickest thought I've ever heard
I'm
you have.
I'm just talking about Superman.
I know, just John Superman.
Just a thought that I had. If Superman really went down there and boom!
Yeah.
You know... Lois's ass is Swiss cheese.
You didn't like Lois, did you?
Not really.
It also could have ruined all her dental work.
That's true.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Could never tell.
Well, no, that would have killed her. That would be like, it would go clean out the back of her throat and out the back of her head.
Move.
But no matter what, that woman's dying.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Yeah. Sounds like
Yeah, no matter how Kal-El gets off,
sounds right. Like him.
Lois is dead. Unless she wears a lead suit.
This
that wouldn't
true.
Help. It would have to be like a lead inner.
He couldn't see through lead, though. So lead obviously offers some kind of resistance to Superman.
The lead condom, perhaps. Or, there's the old Catholic method.
Oh, right.
In which case nobody gets
out.
Hurt.
Yes, right.
Nobody gets hurt at all.
Except they got an eye.
Except there's a hole in the ceiling then.
Yeah, and then
for the people underneath that.
Well, that's every time, especially when he's pleasuring himself.
Yeah.
So you've got what you've got. But it's going to be, if Superman is going to be any fun at all, that's just the way it's going to have to be.
Right.
I would think, because it is an involuntary
You're right.
Action.
Superman has to pull out.
Right.
But you know
Or he simply does it when he's Clark Kent.
He is...
If he avoids going into
the... No, but he's still strong.
When he's Clark Kent, he still has Superman penis, though.
A sneeze is involuntary. What happens when he sneezes? Well, then he's like, he kills people with his snot.
Super snot.
Has that ever happened?
Right.
I've never seen it.
You know what? I would think that his eyeball, he's Superman, so his eyeballs would burst out.
Yeah. When he sneezed. Also think Superman is probably fast enough, though, that if Superman pulled out, he could catch the geese in his hand.
Absolutely.
Much the way he can catch a speeding bullet.
Exactly.
I think that's probably the way he'd do it every time.
Right.
He would never do it like normal people because he couldn't.
No, he might.
There'd be carnage and death.
He might jail at the Fortress of Solitude.
Up there, like where it's wintertime?
That's right. And that he could hurt no one because he's the only one.
There'd be a few ice crystals around.
That ain't ice.
It's a gigantic key to get inside.
With the door locked. Ah, that's what those crystals are made of.
That's right.
Now I know. Now
here's the letter writing.
Now I understand.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've been collecting comic books for a long time, and they just put out a Superman comic book like this week that the first couple pages had Lois and Clark having sex.
Really? Did he blow off her lower torso?
No, man. It's like a couple pages, you know, they all you do is have a look.
No. You can't use the F-bomb.
Even
if we're talking about Superman having
sex. Do you think
sex.
That's legit, that there really was a comic where they're making love? They've gone with all the different storylines of Superman.
Superman has become so unpopular and comic books are so unhip. I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that they show Superman getting off and then stuff breaking everywhere.
Well, but if he says it happened, we didn't get the end of that as far as what they did. But you don't count that as real anyway. New comic books.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, it's the old Superman.
Right. Now, with all your other superheroes, making Whoopi is safe.
They're fine.
Perfectly safe.
Batman's a normal guy.
I mean, as safe as it would be for anyone else.
Right. Even with Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that says Spider-Man having sex with the one would kill her.
Maybe his geese isn't like a web?
No. Maybe the mighty Thor. Mm-hmm. Just because he's, you know, so
strong.
So very strong. And the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know,
rip a girl apart.
You know, it's green.
Couldn't Spider-Man give them radiation, though? Because is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood.
So there you go. You have the whole radioactive question.
Yeah. Maybe he could.
I know you shouldn't be swapping blood with your partner.
If he's pleasuring himself, then he's probably contaminating the whole neighborhood.
And God knows you don't want to have sex with a superhero who's already known as the Flash.
Oh, it's true.
I mean, that's who I should be.
I'll tell you, Spider-Man, just don't stay in the hotel room he stayed in.
We're going with a black light.
Oh, no.
Jesus. Peter Parker.
Spider-Man.
Buzz, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do this now.
Right.
And you want to tell us about Andy of Mayberry having a heart attack.
Yes, I do.
And here we've been talking about Superman's geesh.
Well, astonishing.
They're equally fascinating.
My apologies. We will give our undivided attention
to
Guy Birdley and news and comment right after we talk to John Kim. Yes, John Kim.
Yeah.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Kim.
I want to go on the Dominion with the fat girl. Can you hook me up?
You want to go to King's Dominion with a fat chick?
Yeah.
You know, Chrissy doesn't have a date now.
Yeah, how would you feel about being with Chrissy?
Who's Chrissy?
5'2", 160.
White girl, black girl?
Does it matter, John?
All right, I'll go.
All right, thanks for letting us twist your arm on that, John.
No, I'll go.
Rob's shaking his head, I agree.
You don't think so? All right, boys. That's the great thing about the show. It's like the Roman Coliseum. Two thumbs down.
Thanks for going along with the community votes for
no problem,
on two issues today.
No problem.
No, he was just like, come on. Well, you know, he called us.
Screw him. F him. Buzz, time out.
Right.
Be right back. Talk about Andy. Now, he's not dead.
No, he's alive.
Okay, Andy Griffin. We'll be right back. Now, listen.
They're not mad at you. They're mad at the dirt. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Much as I would yell at Toya, I just yelled at myself.
Mm-hmm.
We came back from a break, and I played a commercial there for a 30th of a second instead of the tape of the tumor from Fox, because I was reading a story somebody sent in from a magazine about Superman actually having sex with Lois.
Yes.
The story is called Man of Steel, Woman of Kleenex.
Right?
I will save it until tomorrow.
Very good.
Because, Buzz, I know if I got into this now, we'd never hear any goddamn news today.
That's probably true.
Save that till tomorrow. Now, the news about Andy of Mayberry.
Yes, Andy Griffith is home, recovering from quadruple bypass surgery after having a heart attack. We just learned this afternoon.
Oh, no.
That's true, Floyd.
Oh, he's a good boy.
He didn't have a stroke, just a heart attack.
He's okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay.
No. Yeah, you're probably too much rich food, you know.
I could do it, sure.
Yeah, that'll knock your ticker offline. Too much beef. Yeah.
His mistress, Barbara Forrest, says...
His
and mistress?
Oh, and he had a lot of mistresses. Yeah, he's a bigamist, you know, lots of different girls all the time. Thelma Lou and his mistress.
His mistress, Barbara Forrest, says Andy's wife, Cindy, told her that he's still weak, but getting better. As the tabloids have documented, Griffith lives in Los Angeles across town
right.
from the woman who is still legally his wife.
Sure.
He lives with what the Associated Press calls a longtime friend.
Oh, he's Kumare.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, Kumare. Yeah, I call this squeeze. Andy's squeeze.
Right. Griffith is 74. He also has Guillain-Barré syndrome, a neurological problem that's plagued him for 20 years, mostly in his feet.
Well, get well soon, Andy.
Yeah,
get well soon. We're all real broken up about it.
So is this something that came over the wire today, Buzz?
Yes, yeah, just this afternoon.
Because I was telling Rob, I think I remember seeing in a supermarket this weekend the headline that said Andy Griffith hospitalized.
But this is the first time it's made the legitimate press.
It could have been something else, like maybe a precursor to him actually having this heart attack.
Till the heart lock, though. Now he's had the bypass. He'll be okay. He'll be like that Letterman.
We can only hope.
Like you did Letterman?
He's a funny boy.
Yeah,
I like him.
Good.
He's funny. Yeah. Not like that little fag that's his van leader, though.
Oh, you don't, Floyd?
No, don't care for him, the bald guy.
Paul Schaefer?
Yeah, don't like. He's not funny. Huh? He dresses weird.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, thank you.
The former go-go dancer who sued her plastic surgeon for putting breast implants in her butt has won her lawsuit.
Well,
it's a great day for America.
Here's to you, honey.
A jury.
Let me feel you down. As opposed to feeling her up.
Got it. A jury in Manhattan yesterday, four men and two women, ordered the doc to pay the lady $30,000. They deliberated nearly 4 hours. They say pictures of her.
Hello?
Pictures of her breast-shaped buttocks helped them make their decision.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor argued the woman is a plastic surgery junkie who knew in advance he'd be using breast implants.
You know, that's about the only way you'd ever get me to stab a woman in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Is if you put the breast implants back there.
If the boobs were back there.
I don't think you'd even do it then.
No, I might, fitty tuck, though.
Well, yeah.
Fitty tuck with her butt.
One thing would lead to another, and then you all of a sudden you'd do something you didn't want to do.
Yeah, you know what? No, I take it back. You're too close.
That's
close.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Too close to the opening.
I knew you'd come around. Quoting the dancer, I'm glad we won. Breast implants belong in the breast area.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing Superman could never do with Lois.
Oh, yeah.
True. It would be to a fitty tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Yeah, well, once again, I reiterate, if he was able to get out of the way, you say he's a man of steel. He right at the moment where he can move quick.
I guess so, but he would never actually be able to.
You wouldn't have that. You wouldn't enjoy it.
The satisfaction.
That's right.
You know, of hitting the target.
Absolutely. He'd always have to do it that way.
Right. Whoa! He has to go catch it. Wow, Lois. Got him. God, I got him. Whoa!
Hey-ho.
Caught that one, too.
Woo-hoo.
Come here, honey. Whoa!
Whoa!
A couple more.
And, of course, the stray one he didn't catch.
Oh, hey. Matt. Sorry, I'll replace that.
A couple more.
Oh,
man.
I am really, really sorry. The hand was not quicker than the eye that time.
Man, you need a new car.
Oh, dear. Dear me.
A couple more pornographic Barney books have surfaced in the New York area.
Oh.
Last week we told you about a Long Island toddler who asked your mom why Barney had boobies. The kid had found a topless woman under the music box with badly glued into the book.
Look what they glued into my book. Look at that and all my friends. They've got all these these big old bitties. I almost said the real word.
You almost did.
Because I'm Barney.
Now a woman says her 2-year-old has uncovered a picture of a woman in a see-through negligee moving an ice cube toward a man's naked bottom.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear. Look at that.
The caption featured the words lust and wild sex.
Yes.
Facing multiple lawsuits, the company, the lawsuits, by the way, say the company knew the pictures were in there.
I'm not the only one who's purple.
The publisher is.
Oh, yes.
The publisher's publicly apologizing and offering replacements and refunds.
Not good enough. Take them to court.
The company says it's since taken steps to guarantee this never happens again.
Sue their ass.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
Barney, we will be right back.
See you in a bit.
This is Don and Mike show.
I can't speak. I'm dope.
Hi, Buzzing.
Hi, Don and Mike. And after decades of jokes about the female anatomy,
Pennsylvania's Beaver College is changing its name.
Oh, no. Now, why did they succumb to the pressure?
It's now official. The Board of Trustees...
University of Cunning.
yes, that's the new name.
Cunning U.
CU.
They haven't announced the new name yet. But the Board of Trustees...
You know, if there was a... If there was a college... Man...
Of Northern Texas?
The college... University...
Christian University of Northern Texas.
Right. It would be CUNC.
Right.
It would. Christian University
right.
of Northern Texas.
Is there such a thing?
No.
Well, there might
there
be, Buzz.
Be.
There might be.
Yes. Yes, there is, then.
I know there's quite a few graduates from that school.
Absolutely.
Working in this radio station, listening to this show, maybe living with us.
Sure, absolutely. And I think that one of them is actually going to retire from a major television show in July.
the president, actually.
She should be in the commencement speech.
Oh, I think so, every year.
Right.
and the indoctrination, too.
The Board of Trustees at Beaver College has decided to make the change in a vote taken yesterday. School officials say graduates are so embarrassed they're afraid to display their diplomas in their offices. And worse yet, the school says high school students looking for colleges either avoid the school because of its name or can't find it on the internet because of the child protection filter won't let them look at anything that uses the word beaver.
Beaver.
Beaver. They beaver. Finally change it, huh?
Hey,
they're,
nice
they're gonna change
beaver.
It.
Beaver.
I'll let you know what they come up with.
Beaver.
She didn't leave him for having an affair with the Long Island Lolita. She didn't even leave him when that Lolita shot her in the face. She didn't even leave him for trying to prop
her. This is KFH Wichita. Nina Ruth, our scheduled program to bring you this weather update.
We're still fat.
Dry like hell.
Hello?
Doesn't cover that. Over a third of us say we would not go to the doctor for chest pain. A fourth of us say we would not go for erectile dysfunction. But over a third of us say we'd be more likely to go to the doctor if there was a free Swedish massage. A fourth of us lie to our doctors because it's just easier. Another fourth of us lie to our doctors because we're afraid he'll get mad at us. And over a third of us lie to our doctors because we're too embarrassed about whatever it is.
You know, all of those are valid points, and I don't know why people, myself included, are so uptight about the doctor and about the doctor not finding out whatever it is that really... The reason you're going there is for the doctor to find out the stuff.
To probe and prod and do anything that they do. I mean, that's what doctors do.
Here's a question. What do you answer when the doctor asks you, how much do you drink in a week? Do you tell the truth?
Yes.
Do you really?
Just like Mike asked me a couple of weeks ago. He was going through an insurance thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me when they gave
that
they
was talking
the
about the cigar smoking
about
thing.
Cigars.
Right.
And
right.
I told him yes. Truthfully,
you told me that too, because I mean, it's a good idea, really, to be honest. Because if they ever really wanted to nail you,
you might as well tell
them the truth.
Let's say you die of lung cancer,
right?
Well, they go back on the insurance and they say, "Well, according to our records,
right,
he never smoked." Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Frieda, Bart, you're getting dick.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why I did it.
I mean, why lie? Same thing with the booze. Do I drink? Yeah, you know, I have. I average like a martini every other night when I come home from work.
And one in five of us lie to the doctor because we don't want to hear the bad news, if there is some.
See, that's dumb.
See, that's,
yeah. I don't do that.
I don't fall in that category either. I mean, I don't like going to the doctor.
No, I don't either.
I don't like the whole experience. But when I'm done, God damn, you better tell me what's going on.
Yeah, I want to know everything, and I'll tell you everything that's wrong.
Yeah.
You got to do that. A lot of men don't do that, obviously, from the numbers, and with Father's Day approaching, they're trying to get men to be conscious about their health and talk to their doctors.
You got to be up front. That's why every time I go to the doctor, I ask them to check my prostate, even if it's just like for a routine physical.
Every 6 months, huh?
No.
No, more often?
About a month, every month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Every time I'm in the office. Sometimes twice.
I do when I go to get my teeth cleaned.
You know, your dentist can do those exams, too. They're trained.
He sure can. That.
Absolutely. Wow.
He,
as long as he keeps the mask on.
They have the gloves. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Randy Moss got kicked off an airplane last night in Charleston, West Virginia after a confrontation with a flight attendant.
All right, you tell the story, and I'm going to tell you why Randy Moss is really getting dicked around on this
story.
Now,
the issue was the carry-on luggage he says he normally carries on board a plane. This U.S. Airways plane headed for Pittsburgh had already taxied across the tarmac
but returned to the gate so that Moss could be removed. Moss's agent says the incident was blown way out of proportion.
Now, if you know the whole story, here's the story.
Okay.
Randy Moss gets on this plane with the bag. The stew comes over and says the bag is too big to go into the compartment overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Moss says, okay, you know what I'll do? I'll take some of the shirts out of the bag, and I will put them underneath the seat, meaning that when he takes out three or four shirts, the bag gets smaller. He puts the bag in the overhead. Mm-hmm. He puts the shirts underneath the seat in front of him where his feet are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they started dicking around with Randy Moss.
So it was one of those overstuffed carry-on bags, but it would have fit if he just makes it a little thinner.
And he did. And the reason that I stand up for Randy Moss is because if he had done something crazy, you know, they love, first of all, they love to take any football player and arrest them,
mm-hmm.
okay? Those guys are all walking around with bullseyes on them.
Oh,
now.
I agree with that.
You know, if he had said anything, if he had done anything illegal.
He didn't say anything, he wasn't abusive or anything like that?
They brought him off the plane, mm-hmm. and they made him talk to the goddamn FBI.
Right.
And I saw the FBI guy on SportsCenter today saying there was nothing physical. There was nothing verbal.
Right.
They just threw him off the airplane because he's Randy Moss.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, hey, I'm not, you know, just because you're a football player.
Right.
Doesn't mean he can behave like that. Well, they're really serious.
I don't think he did anything bad. I really don't. He took five or six shirts out from the
store. So it wasn't like saying, so the way you wanted, and you watched the thing on SportsCenter.
I saw it on SportsCenter.
And he wasn't like saying, F you, you know, who the hell are you? And he wasn't abusive. And
he said to the stew, okay, I see your point.
Right.
Let me take these shirts out and put them underneath my seat. And then I'll put the bag back in. And then she ran up front to the pilot and said, well, Randy Moss is not doing what I'm saying that they should do. So, of course, they wait until the plane is taken off
mm-hmm.
to stop the plane and then announce to everybody on the plane
mm-hmm.
the reason we're going back is because of Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're really serious about these new baggage rules, and they wanted to make him the poster boy, obviously.
Please.
Oh, man. And, you know, that baggage crap. Honest to God. Especially, what's the point? Is that a Dulles where they give you the little template
mm-hmm.
there where
your bag has to fit through and you can't get on the plane?
A small handbag, maybe you'll get on the plane.
Right. Well, it was too good.
Why I go Amtrak, boys. I'll tell you right now. Yes, it takes me double the time, but I enjoy every minute of it. I could bring like a small animal on there. I really could. I could bring like a good-sized warthog, you know, and just bring it with me. They don't care. It's Amtrak.
That's
plenty
great.
Of room. You know, you just get the right seat arrangement.
All aboard.
It takes you 5 hours. It takes me 5 hours. It takes me 5 hours to get. No, it doesn't. It takes me four. There you go.
Plus leaving your house.
No, four total.
Oh, four total.
Four total, yes.
From
total.
Your front door
right. yes.
to the front door of NEW, it would take you 4 hours?
Let me see. Where you go. I'm 7:40. I get in.
7:40.
I'm talking about coming home. It takes me probably 4 hours and 15 minutes. Total time expenditure on the deal. And if I was going to go to the other airport, I have to wait for the 9:30 plane. So actually, the total time, I'd gain about an hour. I'd gain about an hour if I took the plane.
What other airport? We take an 8:30 plane.
Yeah, I know, but you guys go into I'd want to go out to the Dulles airport.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So that's why I was figuring that out. That always makes me feel better about when you guys are always giving me the thing about the time and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And so that it would work out to roughly an hour and a half that I would save. And so I like taking the train. Meet the nicest people, too.
It's
quality
time. Yeah, you've got nothing but good things to say about those people.
I've 3 weeks in a row. Great people.
Buzzy, one more, please.
Well, then it has to be this one. First Survivor, and now this. Regis Philbin's morning show producer is getting married.
Oh, God.
Michael Gelman is making it legal with his lady friend of 7 years this Saturday. Quoting him, I've produced about 50 weddings on the show, so I've had my hand in it. Gelman admits he's a control freak. Regis will not be the best man, but he will be one of the groomsmen.
I believe Regis will be calling us tomorrow to talk about that. I heard he's pissed.
He needs to talk to you about it because he's not pissed. He's just devastated is what he is.
I hope he's not crying again.
I don't know. Regis, a groomsman, Kathy Lee, will be a guest.
That's great.
Touche. Well, by the way, Gelman says he's planning a big farewell week for Kathy Lee. Quoting Gelman again, Regis gives me advice all the time about marriage, nothing you can repeat, end quote.
Yeah. And the big farewell for Kathy Lee is going to be when they have the Christian University of Northern Texas come out and form the school logo.
And then they're going to get rid of her with a catapult.
Give me a C! Give me a U! Give me an N!
you know.
Yeah.
I won't say it again.
Touch tones. I already said it once.
You did.
I didn't hear it.
Touch tones are just spelling out the initials of a famous university.
Very Ryan. Famous
real
university,
one.
Yes.
Right, a real one. Christian University of Northern Texas.
Absolutely, where Kathy Lee gives the commencement address.
Time to be call 100 right now. Oh, and listen, a great prize tonight, a free DVD player.
Wow. Excellent prize.
And a copy of a really great movie, Being John Malkovich.
All right.
Movie kicks ass. You're getting them both right now. If you're the 100th caller, be assertive.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Reminding you to pull out Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Buzzito. In sports, well, it's almost official. Leonard Hamilton to be the new coach of Michael Jordan's Washington Wizards. Hamilton's agreed to the contract buyout, as we talked about yesterday, with the University of Miami. Now, the school on this deal gets $1 million for releasing Hamilton from the 7-year contract extension he signed 2 months ago. Hamilton will now jump from $750,000 a year to $2 million a year for the next 5 years, 4 of which are guaranteed. The contract is to be finalized sometime between now and Thursday.
I was hoping the Wizards would hire George Hamilton as their coach.
Great thing I like.
Zorro.
Longtime Dallas Cowboy Daryl Johnson.
Brad Hamilton.
Who?
Brad Hamilton.
Who's that, the sales
from
guy?
No, from Fast Times.
Is that his name?
Oh, oh, Brad.
From a whole
Brad Hamilton
burger?
Was Captain Hook Seafood?
Yes, Brad Hamilton.
Brad Hamilton.
And they could really skate through the season if they got Scott Hamilton.
Longtime
Dallas Cowboy Daryl Johnston will announce his retirement tomorrow. The Cowboys say Johnston will hold a news conference at Texas Stadium to formally say goodbye after 11 seasons.
Yeah. Don't count on getting a big freaking show like Steve Young did.
No, I don't think so. The Red Sox are in New York again tonight after being rained out there last night. The Yankees have a 1-game lead over Boston in the American League East.
Hey, did I mention earlier today, I don't think I did, how bad I feel for the New Jersey Devils?
Oh, really?
Well, they won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
And whenever a New York team win something, like the Yankees or the Rangers.
Right.
Right. Do you know where the Devils are having their celebratory party?
No, I don't.
In the parking lot at the Meadowlands.
Oh, man. The smell alone will keep people away.
God, that sucks.
That does suck.
That really sucks.
They ought to give them a ticker tape. And they really should.
Yeah, they should.
They were good. If the Rangers won, they give them a ticker tape.
They were going to give them a ticker tape through Newark.
It's not the same.
So they said, no thanks, we'll take the parking lot.
Not the same. Good news for the fans.
Great train station, though.
You'll chew it every time. Good news for the fans who were bummed by the rainout of Sunday's game between the Yankees and the Mets. In fact, it'll be played on in a day-night doubleheader that moves from one stadium to the other. On Saturday, July 8th, they'll play their regularly scheduled game at Shea in the afternoon, and a few miles away, a few hours later, they'll play the makeup game at Yankee Stadium.
That is pretty cool.
And finally, this may lose something in the translation, but the big controversy right now in Spain is over a travel brochure that compares the mountains of Madrid with the inner thighs of leggy supermodel Naomi Campbell. The socialists want the brochure rewritten. The brochure says, and I quote, "With mountains, the same thing happens as does with women, that the desire they provoke is inversely proportional to the number of times you've got on top of them," end quote.
Man, you could ski right into the valley.
It describes one mountain as black, svelte, hard and slippy, like Naomi Campbell's loins.
Mm. Oh, my.
Wow. All right.
A spokesman for the Spanish government says the brochure was printed by mistake and has since been recalled.
Those wacky Spaniards.
That is a mistake.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. We thank you, Buzz.
Right.
We gotta go tomorrow. We already told you lots of big stuff. See you tomorrow for the day two of the soap opera radio drama.
Excellent.
Also, more challengers.
Yeah.
For the Tom Gavin Survivor Contest. Plus, Regis on the show tomorrow. Charlie Stossel. Lots of stuff. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Jonathan, and I'm the 100th caller.
Well, you barely pulled that one through.
Yeah, you picked it up at the last second.
And what is
I'm
your name?
I'm the 100th caller, Janet.
Right. Right. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, where are you from?
Alexandria.
Jonathan, in fact, you are the 100th caller, and you have won a free DVD player and a DVD copy of Being John Malkovich, courtesy of Express.com. DVDExpress.com is now Express.com, the best place on the web to find cool video games, hot music, and the biggest selection of DVDs on the net.
Yes!
Thank you, my friend. Hold on, John.
Thank you.
Johnny, listen to the whole show on WJFK-FM.
Hope he enjoys his copy of Being Jonathan Malkovich.
We want to have another one of those to give away on tomorrow's show. That's it. Got to go see you then. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
My man.
Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sid. Tyler Moore.
Come on, let's go, man. Come on, man. Got to go to the cleaners.
Very nice.
Me, Homo Joe would be proud. See you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again.